Okay, we're recording.
Let's see.
If the butt is working, the butt is working. All right, we're ready. Who wants to do an intro?
I'll do the intro.
Matt!
Ooh, sounds good.
It's been a while.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Oh, we're ready.
All right. Do I sound low?
You sound all right. How about now?
All right.
Better?
I just want to make sure I sound right.
You sound better? What do you think?
Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
Fallout from the NWA Crockett Cup. Impact Rebellion. Was it a success? And Monday Night Raw next on the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
I like it. The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live on Rantium Radio and available on all podcast platforms and at ShiningWizards.com. Find us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Our merchandise is available at ShiningWizards.com/merch. Do your Amazon shopping with us at Amazon.ShiningWizards.com and become a patron at Patreon.com/Wizards Podcast. As always, thank you for your continued support and enjoy the show.
Hey guys, this is Ken Dixon, and you're listening to The Shining Wizards.
I have a small dick.
God damn!
Matt was so upset last week that the nice young gentleman he reached out to rebuffed his approaches. Is that how you say that? Anyway.
Rebuffed? Bagwell?
Something like that.
Rebuffed Bagwell.
Rebuffed Daddy.
Rebuffed Daddy.
Well, his balls are nice and buff, right? I guess.
Thanks to his mama.
Of course. Mama Biscuits getting up in there.
Mama Ball Shaver.
So while I was away, I was able to reach out, and I actually scored Ken Dixon. How amazing is that?
You are a man of many talents, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Shining Wizards, where, of course, it's wrestling talk.
And talk about wrestling.
Tony.
Kevin.
Matt.
What's going on, boys?
Woo!
How much? How are you?
You tell us.
Not too bad. I'm
with a story.
Yeah, I'm pretty dark. I got sick.
Oh.
The last day on the boat.
All right.
I did a little bit of the yakins and the heavings. And
was it something you ate, or was it just the
waves? Oh, no, it was
sickness. The waves.
Yeah, coming.
No.
Going out is coming. 2 days. Coming back is 1 day. So they really fucking put the pedal to the metal.
But aren't those boats like hotels on the water?
They're enormous. This boat I think it was like 470 or 500 yards long.
So you can still get seasick on a boat that big?
Oh, absolutely.
Our room was in the front. There were 12-foot waves, and we were traveling at about 20 knots, which is about 25 miles an hour or so.
Garlic knots?
Yes.
Okay. So that's crazy, man.
Yeah, so, but that was like that. Other than that, we had a good time. Oh, Jesus.
Is this a love boat?
Yes, I found love on the high seas.
Well, I was telling Tony before he was telling me he got sick. When we went on our honeymoon, our last day on the ship, we were at sea, and I was at the bar and everything is at like the tippy top of the ship.
Attaboy.
Tippy top.
So we were up there. We bought in for bingo.
Ooh!
So I went up to play bingo. Ree was downstairs in the casino.
Barf bingo.
And as I was sitting in the chair, every time we hit a wave and the boat went down, you could see the waves. It was fucking horrifying.
Yeah, isn't it?
We slept down near the bottom of the boat, so we would take Benadryl sometimes at night to go to sleep because all you just hear is the fucking waves.
Should have just been at the bar.
Crashing. It's expensive, bro.
Fair. If you don't do the all-inclusive, the old package.
They offer that now.
That's a fucking gag, too.
That's a gimmick?
Sure, because you got to think, right? I mean, maybe this doesn't apply to you. I don't know.
No.
When you go on these cruises...
Maybe.
You get to these destinations, it's like you're in Florence for a day. Like, you're going to get off the fucking boat. So you're not drinking at 9 o'clock in the morning. Maybe you
Says
are.
You.
But then you're essentially out all fucking day. And you get back to the boat like 6, 7 o'clock. Like, yeah, you could probably do some damage. But in the long run, I don't think you drink as much on the ship as you think you do.
Yeah, and unless you really don't give a shit, it's like, why go on a cruise? Like, don't you want to go see the city?
I mean, your wedding was the closest to a cruise I'll ever be on.
Fair enough. I mean, unless you like waking up, feel like shit on the water, I don't know. I couldn't do it.
When I went to Portugal, like, I did nothing that a typical tourist should have done. And I regret it every day. Like, every day I regret it.
You should do it. I mean, look, the food I didn't care for in Portugal, but the scenery was unbelievable.
Yeah, the ham was slimy.
It was so gross. The food I had there was so gross.
Slimy ham.
I yell at fucking Choppy Magoo all the time because that's his people. I said, your people suck at food.
.com.
You don't need a reason to yell at Choppy.
Apparently Choppy. Not. So
Chippy Magoo.
I'm glad that your boat didn't capsize.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thanks for the votes of confidence, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I got another bone to pick with you, mind you.
Yeah, let's do it. Boy. Let's get this all out of the way.
You
what
do we call
this? Again, can you divas just stop
Shut
for a week?
The fuck. What do we got to call this? Corrections corner? Call out corner? What do you want to call this?
I'm going to call this Matt's an idiot, and here's why.
All right, hit me.
You complain every time I'm gone, like, we have to shut the show down at 9 o'clock. We only have 2 hours. Well, listen, if the extra 23 minutes you provide is Kevin going, well, what's your favorite pay-per-view? And you guys are talking about...
Wait, this is an indirect dig at me?
No, it's a dig at both of you. I'm getting there. And talking about recipes and enjoying sarsaparillas, the two of you could go both shit in a fucking
basket.
Listen,
that was an enigma, bro.
Two idiots. You want a sarsaparilla, Kev? Hey, I gotta take a piss. What's your favorite pay-per-view? Let's get to it.
That was a... Man. As much fun as we had, that was.
He went right for the jugular.
Yeah.
No, because I'm tired of hearing about it, dude. There's nothing.
Listen, but I'm never the one that takes the shots at you. So the fact that you have to come back at me like that,
well, listen,
is a little disheartening.
You're guilty by association.
Yeah, you were part of it.
Yeah, and I think a couple of times both of you were like, yeah, we're gonna add Cade and the Russinellos. They're gonna be the new Shining Wizards and fuck Tony. So. I seem to remember both of you saying things along those lines.
I did not say anything of the sort.
Well, you did not. Maybe you didn't use the F word, but you're like, maybe we got a new show here. I don't know.
No, that was all him.
100% me. I just need you to do the website stuff.
And I do need to offer a correction. I don't know if Natty Bumper Car is my favorite dumb fella. I don't know.
Well,
heartbreaking information we're finding out tonight on the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
I'm sorry.
But that show, again, as much fun as it was, it was tough to rein in the Roman Reigns, if you will.
Well, Razor, I think it was Danny, kept trying to do the liner gimmick, and it's no gimmick. They are the real people, by the way.
That's true.
Clearly.
So you sitting there going, hey, I'm so-and-so, and nah, it doesn't work, buddy. Doesn't work. You got to go out and do the work to get to that point.
So that segment failed in your eyes.
Well, his attempt at the segment. My segment's gold. I got more liners tonight while I was away on vacation.
My attempt to play the liners also failed. So.
Because they didn't play?
I didn't have time to put them on the soundboard, so I just played them from the email.
Oh, no wonder you didn't... Wait, you didn't have the names of them, or were you...
No.
Wow.
I was just going blind. So and I didn't have time to put him in the soundboard. What are you doing talking over? Why you gotta?
Don't blame him. Blame Sabu.
Yeah, blame Sabu.
That was Sabu.
I thought you would have liked that one.
Here, play it again.
Hey, this is Sabu, and you're listening to the Shining Wizards.
All right. Yeah. See, there was a bunch. I apologize if you were listening. You only heard us reacting. I'm not going back and editing them in. So I fucking beat. I'm sorry.
Do you want to hear the new ones?
Not right. I mean,
all right, yeah, we'll save.
That's
we'll
what
save
you want to start with?
No. I just figured since we were talking about him, we'd lead into him. But no.
Right, I mean, last week was fun. We did a little. I mean, I don't know if we're ever going to do a show at the Brown Bear Pub again.
Why? You
no, we will.
Yeah,
you got. I got you.
You're going to close up again?
I got you.
Fuck it. Kevin's the brand new owner of the Brown Bear Pub.
Wait, what time did you guys? You clearly didn't go live. So what time did you guys record?
I probably didn't get 8:30? There till like 8:30. We start at like 8:45.
Oh, but you guys were done by like 11:30 then, right?
Yeah.
When do they close? 11?
Well, what's your definition of close?
That's we'll talk after the show about the whole...
something happened I didn't know about. Okay. Yeah.
Something happened on the way to heaven.
We'll save that for the Patreons.
Yeah, that's a fucking... You want to find out about the Brown Bear Pub? Best wings in West Orange, 104 Harrison Avenue.
No, it's going to be... It's okay.
It's okay. Are you sure it's okay?
I'm pretty sure it's okay.
It didn't
now.
Look okay the last 2 weeks
it's
we were there.
It's okay now. I'm pretty sure. We'll find out tonight, maybe.
I will not find out tonight. I hate to be the bearer of bad news.
The brown bearer of bad news.
The brown bearer of
fucking
bad news.
Awful puns.
That's a great pun!
I know it's great. That's why I shit on it.
Puns are fun.
Grr. I do, and this is probably a conversation for off the air.
So let's talk about it.
I like the idea of maybe doing, like, maybe once a month we do, like, a show, like, a lot. Like, it was fun. Even if, like, five people show up, like, we had a fucking great time. Kate the Great was there. AOP showed up. A couple other people showed up.
Big Rich McDonald's?
Big Rich was there. Kevin had some friends show up, but they couldn't get a beer, so they left.
True. I'm sorry, Greg. Service. Greg, I love you if you're listening.
Service was not, if he's listening, he's not fucking listening. If he can figure out how to download this podcast, fucking high five to him, buddy. Holy shit.
Guy used to be a gambling whiz.
Oh, yeah. He was something else the other night.
Oh, so we're getting into this now?
No, we're not getting into this now.
But the idea of doing something live where people can come out and hang with us was such a good time. It was so much fun.
Of course, man.
We could try the hat. They have Wi-Fi now.
There you go. We could try the hat. They have an outdoors fucking like tent. It's cool over there. Just a good time. I liked hanging out with people that weren't you two.
I was there, by the way.
It's nice to get a different take on professional wrestling, and it's harder to do it like over Twitter and Facebook. Like, it's nice when someone, you're sitting there and you're having a conversation about pro wrestling and people are giving you opinions maybe you haven't thought of or views that you haven't thought of before. It's fun.
Because sometimes we feel like we're set. Oh, that wasn't anything.
It's okay.
I'm working the boards here.
We're pretty much, the longer you watch this and watch wrestling in general, you're kind of set in your ways and your views of ideas. So it is refreshing to get a new perspective from a fan or a friend that comes in and offers something different that the three of us might not bring to the table.
Okay, so, well, let me ask you this then.
Oh, what?
We brought Max Hardcore to the table. Was this part of the wrestling talk?
No, James Dean was brought to the table, and then Max Hardcore.
Oh, just the porn?
Yeah. That's where Kevin got up and left again.
Yeah.
Like with Anthony Green's cum rag.
I had to recuse myself.
From the cum rag?
From everything. From the world.
Okay, with your mic there?
You all right there, buddy? 1609?
Did you get to watch any wrestling on the boat? Was the wrestling on the boat? Was it like a Jericho cruise?
The shit on TV.
I'm on a boat and...
There was nothing on TV.
That's it.
I don't know. Was that a song?
Here's your channels.
Yeah.
Here's your
Lonely Island?
Yes. Here's your channels. The safety channel.
Pull that up.
The cruise channel? Director channel.
Okay.
The restaurant and show channel.
Did you get to watch Endgame on the boat?
No, I have my tickets for Sunday.
I don't care. I've never seen it.
I don't give a shit.
No, we're all in, dude. The kid watched.
Have you avoided spoilers this long?
Yes, the kid watched.
He's fucking blind as a bat. He avoids everything.
That's a good point.
What was the one that came out before this? The last one.
Infinity War?
Yes. The kid watched Infinity War yesterday. It's the first time he ever sat still for 2.5 hours. He was so engrossed in it.
Wow, you got him for like 3 and change for this one.
He wants to watch like Thor. He wants to go back and start watching all the movies. I'm like, dude, if you want to do that, you're never going to be able to catch up in time for Sunday.
And you'll also fail out of school.
In. Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Well,
Matt was trying to help me with the fractions upstairs.
I mean, once he got the hang of it, he was fine.
You guys are burying the lead here.
What?
Matt doing fractions?
No. He waved it off. He was like, nah, don't look
decimals,
at me.
Decimals, I think you can do it because in the service industry, you deal with decimal points.
I got a fucking calculator, first and foremost.
Fractions.
Fraction? Fuck that. Fractions. You don't need fractions for anything in the real world.
Fractions. Yes, you do.
The four horsemen were the greatest fraction. The right, three-fourth horse.
Sure.
Let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
Look at a recipe. Does it say points?
Hold on.
It say 0.625 ounces or something? Or does
this
it
guy's
say,
a an encyclopedia. Five he eights. Don't need no recipes.
It says a quarter cup, and it's usually on the fucking glass. So.
And a quarter is 0.25.
What if it's a third of a cup, and you want to have that?
0.666666666, right? Isn't that a quarter?
Splashing.
Or 0.3.
Yes. No, having pancake mix is the mark of the devil.
Isn't a quarter, like, isn't one-third in decimal form, like, point something, 666?
0.333333,
right?
Yeah, or
0.33, maybe. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
No, you don't have, why is it so hot down here?
He's
still on Bermuda weather.
Clearly.
Bermuda.
Bermuda, Bahama.
Don't go to fucking, no one goes to McDonald's and they, let me get a fucking quarter of a hamburger. Let me get 0.625. No, you don't need to know that.
Imagine if you asked for a quarter pounder in decimals. Let me get a 0.25 pounder.
It's fucking stupid, man.
If you ate half of a quarter pounder, how much of a quarter pounder have you eaten?
Fucking half a hamburger.
A fourth a hamburger.
Jerk off.
Fourth a pounder.
A fourth a pounder.
Fucking stupid shit.
Really?
This is my favorite show ever.
Seriously.
Already.
Go tell my kid his teacher's.
Unless
stupid,
he's
right?
going to be like a scientist or something.
Maybe he's going to be.
I don't know about that. I don't want to be there.
Really?
I mean, look, you're no fucking... You weren't very helpful up there. You're like, tell them shut up, call them stupid.
Oh,
like,
come on. Wait.
Come
he
on.
He was being belligerent to me, too.
Sure, but I wonder where he gets that from.
Could he have some of Lisa's whiskey from Texas?
Is that what those fucking kids on the video games are teaching him?
What?
To be belligerent to their yes. adults?
Have you watched any of the Rage videos? That's pretty much how him and his friends act.
No. What's a Rage?
Who's
I don't
Rage?
No.
You never... Oh.
Is he half the black of High
guy?
Voltage?
Is he the black guy from the...
Yes. The network that no one listens to.
Yeah. The fuck's what
now? Ah! Tony!
He did it. Tony did it
Tony
this time.
Did the thing. He didn't... Matt didn't have to.
Usually I get yelled at for that. Well, we weren't on it last week, though, so I can't badmouth it.
I did it for you. Did you ever send it to Drew to air? Did it ever air?
I don't know. Yes, send it to people. Dude, you're asking a fucking lot out of me.
Yeah, I know. I noticed that you did a lot of work updating the network feed, too.
There was a miscommunication.
Oh, boy.
I'll be clear as you sent me an email. God bless you. And I'm sorry you took the time out of your busy schedule, especially before you were going to the Bahamas.
To join us here.
Where'd you go? Bermuda. I had to look at your shirt. I said the Bahamas. To send me all Tony... does a great job with the website and putting up people's episodes. And he sent me all these details, instructions on what
oh
to do.
Oh, God, don't care.
He's putting you over? You play that?
That's fine. It's fine. It's to be expected.
No,
I was under the assumption that people were going to send the episodes
to us. No, you're
asking
way too much of them. They're lucky they can figure
out
how to get it uploaded
no.
on their own. No, I have to fish for them, dude.
I didn't know that. So Tony, I got here, and he was like, "So I see you didn't update the network feed, huh?" And I was like, "Yeah, nobody sent us any episodes."
Listen,
what?
I can't say anything because I'm like Joe Schmo of this.
Okay.
Oh, here Kevin's gonna weigh in.
Kevin's gonna shit on me now.
He's the fucking
earlier.
Peter Rosenberg of the show. Here
no.
we go. That fucking hand job.
He's a saint.
He's a fucking douchebag.
They don't send the episodes?
No. I know when they hit the feeds, and I go out and I pull them myself.
Is that your idea, or is that...
No, that's how it is. Because when people send me episodes, then I have to upload them to our server. It's a pain in the ass. Like, we used to do that with a bunch of shows on the network, and it's a lot of extra work for no good reason.
So correct!
Ding!
Is it easier for you to do the work, or is it easier for them to send the episodes?
No, it's easier for me because it takes me about 2 minutes to get an episode up on the feed.
Fair enough. That's right, Ron.
But there were other shows that they used to send me the episodes because we used to house them, and that's a pain in the ass because you got to get it, you got to upload it, you got to put the description. It's everything.
In your face.
That's right.
There you go.
I was thinking about that drop. Beautiful.
You
right.
have eight.
I take it back.
So
then.
I think we did okay without Tony.
No, you guys were fine. It was a great show. I enjoyed it.
We had fun. It was.
It was interesting.
I put it out on the Twitter the next day. Like, if you're doing a wrestling podcast. Just have fucking fun. Don't play the politics game.
Oh,
just fucking have a good time.
Yeah, I meant to ask you about that too. When I managed to finally get some Wi-Fi that probably cost me $100
a fucking
meg.
Rage?
Yeah, dude. What was that all about?
What do you mean? It's pretty clear and fucking simple, don't you think?
I get it, but something ticked in your head to make you get... Because you don't get set off like that.
Yeah, I'm a fucking crazy person, Tony.
Yeah, but not most of the time online.
No, but I reached a point early last week.
Was it Ken Dixon?
No, Ken Dixon was like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't say anything the week after. And then
you
I just
let it soak, let it seethe for a little bit.
Yeah, like a quarter cup of milk.
There you go. Or a third of a quarter cup. Do you know
That's
how much
right.
that is?
Not enough.
0.333333333.
Not enough to make anything.
Good Lord.
How's that sound?
You know I have a degree in mathematics, right?
Clearly.
So you like you know like that.
What
shit
like
is
third grade or fourth grade?
No, I know that, like, there's people out there that, like, use it at their jobs, but I think that's a very small percentage.
You might be right.
Why did you sound like a little rascal right there?
Like, unless you're going to be, like, an accountant or do something with numbers, like, I work at a restaurant, I don't make fucking food, so it's not like I need to know, like... numbers and shit. And everything's on your measuring.
I thought you do make food.
Yeah.
Fucking numbers and shit.
Everything's on your measuring utensils, though.
Ah, gotcha.
Hey, you don't have to add up the bills by hand, right? Like you got.
No, even if I had to do that, I'm not retarded.
Well.
All right, fair enough. That's up for debate.
Thank you, Tony.
I'd fucking rock it at the Special Olympics, though.
You would probably win.
I would do very well.
Yeah.
I don't think... I think my strength is would not be as strong as some of those... Special Olympians.
Duh.
Eric, oh boy.
Eric.
What? Some of them are fucking strong, man.
And what's his disability? Eric, they want to know what's wrong with you. I'm retarded, duh. You don't remember that on South Park?
I do.
Then they made, didn't Johnny Knoxville make a whole fucking movie about that?
Jeffy.
Yeah, his name was Jeffy.
What was the movie called?
Beer.
Oh, God, what the hell was the name of it?
I don't know.
Fuck. All right, I'll
look it up right
shit.
Now.
No, yeah.
No, but you both can't look it up at the same time. It was, I'll probably get it first, probably.
Johnny Knoxville. You fucking.
No, come on. What are you doing?
No. The Ringer.
Yeah, there you go.
The Ringer.
Why did you turn off? What song was that?
Shut up!
What was it?
I hope you both fucking died.
I don't.
In a
I'm
Matt.
I mean, Tony, I don't know what that was.
Fuck, shut up, dick.
I'm not trying
a
to be
a boating accident. Is that because Kevin's wearing his Brutus the Barber Beefcake shirt?
That's right. This is my lucky shirt. Matt.
Why is it your lucky shirt?
Because
shut that off.
A myriad
of
reasons.
Stop playing.
Wait, why did you turn that song off, by the way?
It'll make Tony cry.
Yeah, it'll make. Oh, fuck.
There you go. Jamie Wallace at Axel_Foley13. The Ringer.
Said that.
I know, but he's on a delay, so I give him credit. He fucking reached out to us.
Diddy's. Good guy.
You got a picture with the.
He's a big figure guy, too, actually.
Got a picture with the John Cena wearing our T-shirt.
That's right. That's old school.
That's right.
Post that again if you still have it, by the way, Axel Foley. Because I'd like to see that, because I don't remember seeing that.
It's on the website, rocking the shirt.
Is it?
Yeah.
So why is that your lucky shirt?
For comedy, I always wear this when I do comedy, and I had the best set of my life wearing this shirt. I found this is...
Oh, so you're like CPA wearing a Mr. Bungle shirt now.
You should save that drop for this one. I found the Curt Hawkins Elite 64 figure wearing this shirt.
What are you, a fag?
I wore this shirt on WrestleMania when Curt Hawkins and Zack Ryder won the tag team championships.
Not to jump around like a bunch of Kansas City faggots.
Oh my God, these are so mean.
Okay, faggot.
Oh
my.
Didn't we agree to stop? What the
stupid fucking question, Kevin?
All right, there you go. That was perfect.
Oh, what?
Can't And I was in a Walmart, and a nice little single lady gave me her number wearing while I was wearing this shirt.
Did you call her?
No.
Why not? Oh,
hey, you guys like to talk about figures last week? I want to thank Matt personally for this Triple H figure that he brought
hysterical.
Me today.
I don't think I didn't notice that over there.
This is badass, dude. I'll pay you more than the $3, by the way.
Wait, it's loose? You opened it?
The cover, the thing fell off. Tony opened it.
You bastard.
This was awesome.
I haven't opened any of mine yet.
I didn't even ask for this. He's like, here, you want this? I'm like, absolutely, bro.
Like, put it with Drew Gulak. I do have to bring you the Usos and the New Day.
Kevin's staring at it.
I know. He's going to fucking, like, rage.
I'm like, picking at it.
Yeah, what the fuck are you doing,
I'm like,
psycho? He's got, like, a fucking figure. He's got a fucking... It's like someone who sees, like, fucking... He's like Dave Chappelle in fucking Half-Baked. He's like...
Fucking quiz!
Doctor?
It's a disease, man. I'm telling you.
Clearly.
And it was before the guys started their show, but it's intensified immensely.
Yeah, because you're so heavily influenced by them now.
I am.
Well, you admitted that...
You said it, too, that you stop listening.
Yes.
Because you'll buy stuff that you don't want to.
I'll buy stuff that I don't need.
Yeah, need. Fair enough.
But you and Kurt are besties.
No, we're not.
Kinda.
I impulse buy. I listen and then I'm like, oh, I gotta get those figures. But I'm better off not listening and then not buying, like, you know, spending $100 at a clip for a bunch of figures that I can't display yet.
My impulse.
Well, that's the thing. All mine are still in. Actually, your bin that you gave me with your bone crunchers. Everything that I bought are still in those.
Yeah, but you, like we talked about last week, you have this weird thing, like you fucking, you're trying to find shit so you could resell it.
But I decided that I'm not.
You just said you were Googling Jimmy Uso figures on eBay.
But I don't think I take that too seriously.
Why Jimmy Uso?
I think because it was the one that was there. Because I was at the store. I saw it. I went on eBay to see.
How many were there?
Only one.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah, but I think I think you're... It's a weird line between collecting and doing resale.
Well, if I can make...
If you're collecting things just to sell them to make money, then I don't think you're figure collecting. You're just
agreed.
Selling figures.
But right now, I'm still collecting to collect. If I see something that I think might be worth something, then I might consider reselling it, because then I can get something that I actually want and would keep. So there's kind of like that weird little...
You're blurring the lines.
I am, exactly.
Hey.
And you're walking a dangerous tightrope.
Yeah. So that's kind of... I mean, if I can make money, why wouldn't I try to do it? You know what I'm saying? Like,
because I don't think it's worth it.
I agree with you.
Yeah, that's an awful lot of hustle to make money. Like,
which is why I didn't buy the figure, the Uso, because I saw that it was $10.
And
it was an Elite for $10.
And you're going to the same like four stores.
No, I ventured out a little bit, but this was a planned excavation.
Sure.
It was just I'm gonna go hit Route 10. It's close to home. I can go up to hit three stores, come right back. And then just go home if I don't find anything, which I didn't. I didn't buy anything.
Which Jey Uso figure was it?
It's the Elite 64, 65s.
And you said it was only $10?
At Big Lots.
Oh, fuck. You should have grabbed it, dude.
Well, you got to check the sold prices, not the what they're going for.
No, I'm looking at them now. $80, $75.
No, for Jimmy Uso?
For
with,
Jimmy Uso.
With the white?
Yeah.
Nah.
No. Cheers. Don't be a dick. Don't be a dick.
No chance.
No, it's right here. Jimmy.
In hell.
Stop.
I didn't do anything.
Stop playing that freaking music.
What? It's got a baby? It's so cute.
That's. Dude,
it's like the white suit with the red shirt.
Yeah, right there. See?
Sold?
Yeah.
$44 for the pair used on eBay.
I'm afraid I've got some
fake news.
You are fake news.
Fake news, Tony, bringing it to Kevin, making him lose his shit over a $10 Jey Uso figure.
This is a surprise of all surprises.
You almost ruined my gimmick, dude. Playing that stupid freaking song.
Slow clap. Wow, he fucking did it.
I got production and everything. Did you like that?
Oh, man.
I loved it.
I got Bad News Barrett in there. I got a little action news music.
Speaking of fake news and speaking of Bad News Barrett, did you see the whole thing where he was announced for AEW and then it was taken down?
Oh, he's not going to AEW?
I don't know. That's the thing. It might be fake news, might be bad news. I don't know. And Tony checks
news,
out. As soon as you get away from the banter.
He fucking hit a home run with that. Holy shit.
That was amazing.
I was impressed.
You expecting somebody?
I need air.
Oh.
He needs air. You need air to breathe.
I just want to make sure you guys don't catch me crying.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, this is going to be fucking
awesome.
No,
it's not. Will you stop it?
I didn't hit anything.
No, we stop hitting things. What do you think? Like, I think like it's in my head?
In your head. What's in your head?
Yeah, and you had to tell him it was the real price. You didn't even let me get to the punchline.
I know the prices of figures, Tony.
Figures.
Figures.
I didn't. No, that's Matt.
What? So, did you get to watch any wrestling on your boat? The love boat?
No, exciting and new. No boats on the. No
Nothing.
Wrestling's on the boats. No, we got like CNN, MSNBC, okay. Fox News, and like some channel either showed a movie or like some like Mike and Molly. Have you ever seen Mike and Molly?
No.
It's like these two fat people that were like in love.
That's right.
And it's like...
I was about to be offended, then I realized that it is two fat people
I didn't think it was funny at all. It was like stupid. I'm like, why are they wasting valuable airtime on a boat? Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, sounds like a hokey, shitty TV show.
It's like a King of Queens type. Like,
exactly, but worse. It's like everybody
King of Queens is a good show.
Everybody Loves Raymond was like a shit knockoff of Seinfeld anyway, too. It's kind of like one of those...
What?
One of those, yeah. Absolutely.
What are you out of your mind?
No,
they're
I'm
totally
not out of
different
my
shows.
No, I know they're different shows, Kevin. Like, but
they're totally different shows in theory.
Nope. Awful, awful, awful.
One's a family-based television show, and the other is for single people living
in
New
York. I watched an episode about Raymond.
God,
Ray's
good for
wife
you.
Bought a book for the mother-in-law, and she can't stand her. It was the same exact shit as The Big Salad. I'm like, this is nonsense.
I am the werewolf.
There you go.
I have no idea what you two homers are talking about.
He's a
Yeah, we gotta.
No idea.
Pump the brakes on that one.
No, because we're not. We don't have to worry about that because they won't be doing our show anytime soon.
Who's that?
Anyone. The fucking rate I'm going. The fucking no guests wizards.
The potential guest for next week, I guess, is definitely already out then.
Oh,
I got a
yes.
chance of booking a guest next week. You want me to give it a shot?
No.
Oh, you have a
I think,
yeah?
No, I think we already have one.
No, I'm not fucking having that kid on the show.
Who?
You said Ref you were
Hansen?
Okay with it.
Ref Hansen's
no, I don't
want
to fucking deal with it. He doesn't support the Shining Wizard, so why the fuck am I going to support him?
That's not the dude that sent us.
No fucking retweets, no likes, no shares.
Do you tag him and stuff?
Yeah. Fuck that noise, bro. I'm not dealing with that shit anymore.
Yeah, fuck
you. Don't support the Shining Wizards, I want no part of you on this podcast. Dedicating 2 hours a week for you to promote your shit if you can't take a second to fucking hit a retweet or a like button.
Hey, Tier 1's coming back.
Yeah, good luck with that too, buddy. Your boy's not included in that.
No, I saw. I don't know. I still don't know what the deal
so
is.
So you ain't getting no gig doing that.
I gave up that gig, dude.
You gave it up or they just stopped running shows?
What?
You gave it up or they just stopped running shows?
No, I gave up the gig and then I think they hired Sturge for one show and then fucking left and then that was it.
Cool story, bro.
Sorry, bro.
It's okay, bro.
Oh, my.
All right, so the NWA... They brought back the Crockett Cup.
Yes.
Fucking 2019 Crockett Cup. The Rock and Roll Express versus the Briscoes. Good Lord.
Oh, good Lord.
That was a surprise, right? Unannounced, right? No. Rock and Roll Express? Oh, it was announced?
No, they were announced.
Yeah, it was
the Briscoes were cutting promos. They were going to end their crusty old lives and all that fun stuff.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Neither one of those teams slowed down. So you know how, like, when you see, like, someone who's been around for, like, a long time? Get in the ring and it kind of like they slow down. No. Fucking Ricky Morton and Robert Gibson are tearing it up in 2019.
So you're saying that they brought it?
Oh, it was fucking awesome. It was awesome. The whole show as a whole, minus the goofy battle royal thing they did.
As a whole.
And the women's match was really good.
What's the word on Jazz? Why did she relinquish and disappear?
I think she's hurt.
She posted some weird shit about family issues or some nonsense that she relinquished, but...
It may have been a gimmick. I thought that I read that she was hurt. Oh. So.
Whatever it was, she gave up the title.
Which is weird, because she had the belt for like 3 years or some nonsense.
Yeah, long time. Long time.
Long time. Long time.
Allison Kay defeated Santana Garrett to win the NWA Women's Championship in a not-so-exciting match.
No.
That and the Battle Royal were rough.
Who was in the Battle Royal? Anyone interesting?
It was a tag team Battle Royal, right?
Yeah, the twins that are usually with Dalton Castle.
The boys.
Was that for the final spot?
Yes.
Okay, who's the team that got the spot?
Royce Isaacs.
That's Bram?
No, Thomas Latimer is Bram.
So who's Royce Isaacs?
I don't know.
People were disappointed that they got all the way to the finals. But I don't know anything about them, so I can't. You know, I don't know one way or another how good or bad that was of a decision.
Seems like a nice little story, though. Last chance, battle royal, win, go on, win, 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 and then lose in the finals.
How great would it have been, though, if PCO and Brody King wound up winning at the G1 and they had all these belts now? Like, that would have been cool as shit.
Well, they brought that story into the tournament because after the Briscoes beat the Rock and Roll Express, PCO and... Brody beat, who'd they beat?
In the finals?
No, to advance to the semis.
Kojima Nagata?
Yes. They beat them, and then it was the Briscoes against Brody King and PCO, and it was essentially along the same guidelines as the last PCO, Brody King versus the Briscoes match that was on that pay-per-view, where they just started brawling and beating the shit out of each other, and at one point the referee called it a DQ and gave the win to PCO and Brody.
See, that's bizarre. I never thought I'd see a PCO Brody King versus Briscoes match and then a disqualification.
But they went with like the NWA rules, and then the Briscoes cut a fucking awesome promo outside where Jay Briscoe cursed a lot and said something.
They like the foul language.
I love it. I fucking love it. Their fucking promos are awesome.
Yeah, they're potty mouths.
Hey.
What
are you gonna, well, hey, I'm the king. Well, I'm the king. I'm the king of Potty Mouth, Tennessee. Well, I'm the king. Oh, where's Briscoe's?
There's some fucking chicken farmers from Delaware.
My great uncle was a chicken farmer in Delaware. God's honest truth.
You never told us.
Go on.
My grandfather, you know my grandfather Carmen.
Okay.
His brother Russell raised chickens in Delaware. He picked up, moved to Delaware, raised chickens.
Cool story.
I'm sure he probably worked with the Briscoes.
Yeah, you think
so?
Well, why don't you look into that?
Yeah, see if he worked. Met up with Papa Briscoe.
Or is this some more fake news?
No, this is legit.
Oh, okay.
All right, that's very interesting.
I'm afraid.
No.
Come on, man. Quit fucking jerking our chains.
Jerking.
I want to know if your uncle was a chicken farmer with the Briscoes.
My great uncle, and yes. He definitely was a chicken farmer, but I can't imagine that chicken farming is like some widespread thing in Delaware. Maybe it is. I don't know.
They've got no tolls. Got to raise their money somehow.
No income tax.
No income tax.
No corporations get like world-class treatment down there. That's why everybody incorporates in Delaware.
I mean, think of how many chickens there are at the supermarket.
That's a good point.
A lot of chickens.
So there might be more than one chicken farmer.
They got to get there
somehow. Oh, there's got to be more than one. I wonder if Frank Perdue's in on that business.
So maybe there's like a weird chicken farming like
Facebook group. Oh, underground.
They're chicken farmers. They don't use fucking Facebook.
That's true.
They got time for that shit.
They use
Twitter.
Not fucking 14-year-old girls.
They use Clucker.
I was going to say Cluckbook.
That sounds like a turkey.
Yeah, I kind of messed that up.
Oh! That's a turkey. Speaking of chickens, we went to go see one of these like cave things
you
in
mother
Bermuda.
Clucker.
No, listen.
Oh, okay.
A cave, huh?
There's wild chickens roaming the countryside in Bermuda. We found like all these chickens, and they all had like 7, 8, 9 little chicks like following them around. So of course my kid tries to get close to one, and the thing went after him. It was pretty funny. So yeah, if you want to see free roaming chickens, just go to Bermuda.
Free roaming chickens.
Yes.
So those are like the vegan chickens?
Yes, they're like grass fed and you know natural and. Oh, you got that sound now?
I do. I have many sounds.
Nice.
Exactly. Exactly. So, best way to describe the Marty Scurll Nick Aldis NWA Championship match.
Nice.
Nice indeed.
It sounds like Nick Aldis, doesn't it? Nice.
He doesn't talk as much.
A man of less than few words.
Right. Oh, geez, I mean, when you're the NWA World Champion, you got to have the gift of gab. That's exactly what Nick Aldis
He had it on our show.
He really did. Holy shit. Him and Marty Scurll tore the fucking house down. The NWA, from where they were at the 70th anniversary show with the production versus what they put on Saturday night, a world of difference.
Okay.
Such a world of difference in a positive light.
They
didn't have Dory Funk out there with his fucking whip.
Was that Broad interviewing people yet?
No.
Did I saw pictures of the setup. They had the old style ring with the NWA like
with the apron?
Yeah.
Yes. That was cool.
And they brought back Jim Cornette, I saw.
Yeah, Jim Cornette did color with Ian Riccaboni and...
Goddamn.
Oh, there was somebody else. Fuck.
Oh. I didn't recognize that cat who was.
Let me look it up really fast.
Colt Cabana beat Willie Mack. How did that happen?
Because Colt Cabana is Mr. Boom Boom, baby.
Nah, man. I kind of was hoping that Willie would have had a nice run with that belt.
Willie's in the news for a whole different story now, too. Trying to get out of Lucha.
More people.
I'm surprised he wasn't in on that first lawsuit.
I don't know.
Well, I think they're in this weird thing where they have all these people under contract and they haven't really announced if they're doing another season
but
they're folding.
But, like, Willie Mack is allowed to work the NWA and...
An Impact.
An Impact. So, like, I don't understand
how the restrictions are.
Yeah, Kevin and I talked about this a few weeks ago when this issue came up where people were getting released.
Maybe it's under an agreement where he is not... He can't sign a contract with these companies. Maybe he can work.
Yeah, maybe that's
But if he's
case.
Offered a contract by Impact or Ring of Honor or the NWA or the WWE, he's legally bound to Lucha Underground.
The three latest names that are trying to get legal representation to leave Lucha Underground are Jeff Cobb, who also wrestles everywhere else.
Oh my God, yeah.
Famous B. And Sonny Kiss, our friend Sonny Kiss.
Sonny only appeared a few times in the last season, yeah?
Yeah, he was just on the last season.
Wow, so. That sucks, though. Well, he could always go back to Tier 1.
And it says Cobb, and this is, I think I pulled this from The Observer, Cobb's character was killed off, air quotes. So
what was his character?
Matanza.
Matanza.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Hula Hula, the pineapple guy.
No, that's his character on the Flintstones.
Joe Gailey was the guy who called the show with Cornette and Riccaboni.
Oh, Joe Gailey.
I know very little about him.
Yeah,
so
me too.
I'd be lying if I could make something up.
He's in the.
We'll have him on the show next week.
He's in the commentary circle.
He's a reporter for News 4 San Antonio.
Yeah.
And.
Do you really know this? Or you're just fucking with us.
Lisa
no,
knows
I'm
him.
Looking it up
no,
right
no,
now.
No, not you. Tony.
Tony, of course, he's just fucking with us. And he's a wrestling commentator for CWF Hollywood.
Oh, you guys don't know him?
Come on. WWE just signed a championship wrestling from Hollywood guy.
Good Who, talk. Joe?
No, yeah. Another commentator. Oh. They pound out commentators there.
Clearly, they pound something else there, too.
They pound salt.
They pound the fucking pavement. They fucking suck.
Pound their puns.
So the NWA show was awesome. Yes, Colt Cabana did become the North American champion, defeating Willie Mack.
You didn't mention the belts. The new tag belts are just like the original.
They
like,
look great.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
Oh, well,
cool
we
looking.
Did Brody King and PCO beat Thomas Latimer and
Royce
Isaacs in the Crockett Cup finals to win the NWA tag titles. And they were presented the belts with Nikita Koloff and Magnum TA, which was pretty cool.
Did Magnum TA get on his scooter thing? Was he on the Segway? Because wasn't he rocking the Segway with the seat? Like, wasn't that his thing? Or
he can walk.
No, I understand that, but he's usually like in a chair in a Segway or something to move himself around.
I didn't notice. Oh, I'm sorry.
Did you see who did the instructions for the main event of the Crockett Cup?
Tommy Young.
Bobby Cruz was the ring announcer, right?
Bobby Cruz. It was an ROH NWA joint venture. The whole weekend full of special guest referees. So you know who refereed your Impact Championship match?
No, I just know that it was the only match I got wrong.
If I could be serious for a minute.
Lance Storm.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was the special guest enforcer.
Oh, fucking totem pole himself.
No, I didn't watch this. Did he have any real involvement, or was he just a straight up like referee?
He was a straight up referee.
It was completely worthwhile.
Well, Johnny Bravo was ringside, right? Whatever hand job from Survivor.
Bravo. Johnny Fairplay was there.
Johnny Bravo?
No, Fairplay.
Johnny Fairplay has got to be the guy.
Johnny Bravo,
little skinny twerp like me with the blonde hair and glasses.
No, Johnny sure Bravo Johnny. Is fucking Greg Brady.
No, well,
dipshit.
Johnny Bravo could have been a person that when John Morrison was on Survivor. He may have been on it.
Johnny Bravo.
Flowers never laughed before.
Let's look it up. Johnny Bravo.
Well, there was Johnny Fairplay was the... He was in TNA, too, back when it was...
That's why I thought maybe they brought him back.
I think Johnny Bravo sounds familiar in terms of when John Morrison was on Survivor.
Yeah, probably.
I feel like.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, he was a fucking hand job on Survivor.
They all were.
Dummy.
Right?
Was it like Sid's kid on Big Brother?
His kid was on Big Brother?
Oh, yeah. And Sid was on Big Brother.
Psycho Sid. Really?
Yeah. For like an episode, I think.
That's news to me.
And Sid's kid was on
Big Brother. What is that, fake news?
Oh, that's real news, brother.
Brother. I'll tell you it's not fake news.
Fake news. Yeah. Oh, all right. Waiting for it.
Oh!
Woo!
It's time for the Shining Wizards pay-per-view picked extravaganza thing. The fallout from Impact Wrestling.
I figure we might as well cover this while we're talking Impact Wrestling.
Take it down just a little bit.
Yeah, sorry.
Make sure you hear every word of how great my picks were.
First of all, before we get into the picks and we have to listen to your fucking mouth.
Oh, you never read my my scheme for
No,
it.
At the end? Yeah, no, I didn't read that. I'm sorry.
That. That's okay.
It was very dark at the bar. Like, yeah. I had trouble reading your notes,
I'm
not going to lie. Not like that.
I was praying and hoping you would let that one go.
No, of course he's not going to let it go.
Well, come on, you fucking served it up, dude. I got to eat it.
Yeah,
it
took you like there was no lights in the corner.
It took
it was
you 7
dark.
Seconds to actually
I had to
do
reach
it.
Over you. I'm an old man, Kevin.
I felt like an old man trying to read the fucking notes. Shit, a fucking light over there. Holy shit. Impact, if it's a goddamn sin that they're on fucking Twitch.
No, Pursuit.
I don't get the Pursuit channel.
Well, it's a goddamn sin they're on
both. I get the Salami
both.
Channel, but I don't get the Pursuit channel.
Fair enough.
Stupid ass.
Between right, the Pursuit channel and Twitch.
I cannot respect that.
There's not enough eyes. There's not enough eyes on the product, and it's a goddamn shame. Because once again, Impact puts out a killer pay-per-view. Fucking awesome show.
Top to bottom.
It really was top to bottom. The six-way scramble match, which we didn't pick, because I don't think they announced it till like the start of the show.
Yep.
Was fucking crazy.
Yep.
And the wealth of young talent that is involved in Impact is unbelievable. The Ace Austins, the cousin
Jake.
Cousin Jake's.
Cousin Luke.
awesome. The fact that Josh Alexander and Ethan Page were a tag team, the North, awesome.
You know what's funny?
What's funny?
I thought that we actually did pick this match because in my head I was like, oh, I picked Eddie Edwards. Like, I thought that I had a pick for a match that we didn't pick.
Yeah, no, we didn't pick that match.
Right.
But
glad I didn't then, because he lost.
Love the women's matches. Tessa Blanchard is, as soon as that contract's up, she's gone.
She got a chin like granite, that one.
She is fucking ghost. Tully was ringside, and then Robert Irvine was in Gail Kim's corner.
Was he cooking fucking fajitas while
he
she
wasn't
was
cooking fajitas? But it was a fucking awesome match.
And he said as soon as her contract is up.
Oh, she's ghost.
Where?
No.
WWE.
Yeah, definitely.
With all due respect to AEW, I mean, the way the WWE is going right now, how they're pushing the female talent, I mean, Becky Lynch is the most interesting thing on TV still.
We'll get to that.
But that's the place to go. Unless, I mean...
Maybe she's the Becky Lynch of AEW.
If she wants to break that glass ceiling. But goddamn, she's fucking good.
Goddamn.
She's so good. Her and Gail Kim had an amazing match. And then afterwards, the show of respect and the tears in their eyes and the hug. It was beautiful.
Yeah, sure.
It was beautiful. Don't make fucking noise over there.
Bunch of wah-wah.
And Tully was there, too.
Tully was in Tessa's corner. Robert Irvine was with Gail Kim.
And he wasn't cooking?
He wasn't cooking.
They should have had a little cooking area for him, and he could have been fucking making food and like throwing it at Tully the whole time.
They did the whole emotional thing afterwards?
It's essentially Gail Kim's last match. Never see her in a wrestling ring again.
Lies.
Her back is fucked up.
I understand that, I'm probably nitpicking at this, but for certain characters, like Tessa Blanchard, her character has been like badass motherfucker, like Becky Lynch, a Jace. I don't know if I like the huggy booze that.
You're showing respect to the greatest female wrestler in Impact, who you just beat.
Who you've disrespected for the last, like, 3 or 4 weeks.
Sure, but you act like there's never been a wrestling storyline ever.
Of course,
I mean, everybody gets
their
WrestleMania moment, but you're okay with that.
No, but
where it actually fits into the storyline.
And I'm always saying...
And you didn't even fucking watch it!
But you're not going to get mad about it.
I'm going to nitpick about something I didn't see.
Only because of what I've gathered from the Tessa Blanchard character is that it's different than others. It's one of those unique, special ones that you don't want to see.
It's not like she beat Kira Hogan. She beat fucking Gail Kim.
So what? Who gives a shit about Gail Kim?
Gail Kim was the face of the Knockouts division.
Yeah, 5 years ago.
She's a fucking legend. It's no different than fucking Trish Stratus or Lita coming back to the WWE. Fucking Beth Phoenix in some garbage throwaway tag match at WrestleMania.
It was no garbage throwaway tag match. The Iconics.
Which is my point.
It was hot garbage.
And they
garbage.
Made Sasha Banks retire, so good for them.
Yeah, what's up with her?
Retire?
Fucking five head. Snoop probably gave her a fucking biff across it when she fucking came back and said, I'm a fucking loser!
What's a biff?
You never biff somebody when you smack them in the forehead?
Back to the Future?
Yeah, no, because Biff used to smack him in the back of the head.
So why would you call it a Biff?
It was just because it was a Batman thing, I guess. Like, Biff, you'd smack him in the forehead.
Biff Busick?
A Batman thing.
Yeah, like, you remember when you watched Batman when you were a kid and said, like, pow,
yeah, but they
and
said, like,
Biff
that, they
and
not,
oh, I see it now.
That's, it, we were kids.
I got
it.
We put it no,
together.
I got it.
We called it Biff and people.
I don't like it.
Well, fuck you, then. I don't give a shit.
I'm just saying, I don't like it.
I don't like Gail Kim fucking getting all huggy-duggy with Tessa.
Johnny Bravo was not a Survivor guy. He was a ref that turned heel and joined Johnny Impact.
Oh, who gives a fuck?
Well, that's part of the storyline.
Well, then Johnny Impact should have fucking won that match then.
No, because he wasn't the referee. That's why Lance Storm was there.
Who's the referee? Jim Molino?
No.
All right.
It's like talking to a fucking child.
What? Can we get to the picks?
Let's do some fractions next.
Yeah.
We can't talk about the show before you...
Yeah, but
Tony went fucking 6-1. He had the best night of the night. Great,
you
congratulations.
You should have talked about the show first and then gone into the picks.
Were we that bad?
We weren't that bad, but we both went 4-3. You picked Jordan Grace to win the title. I picked Gail Kim to win, and we all lost on Johnny Impact.
Yeah, I should have went. This is the problem. I had to pick this shit before I left, so I didn't really get the
final.
You
went 6-1. How are you going to complain?
I could have picked fucking Brian Cage, although he's fucked up, by the way. Did you read that?
Yeah,
he hurt his apparently back. He's not missing any ring time, though. He doesn't expect to.
Because he's the champ. They'll take the
via some report.
Yeah, and you know what that means, that he's the champ, Tony?
He's a winner?
And you know what Johnny Impact is?
He's a fucking loser. You and your fucking dumb Johnny Impact. Hey, I'll just be a cool guy gimmick. It didn't fucking work. And they made you a heel and it was working. Then they take the belt off you like a bunch of fucking jackasses. Brian Cage does not need a belt. I'm with that, actually. That's why I picked Johnny Impact. Brian Cage does not need a belt, just like Sammy Callahan didn't need a belt.
I don't think Brian Cage is in that category where he doesn't need a belt.
No, he doesn't need a belt. He's a monster. Why do you think they haven't put the belt on Braun Strowman yet? Because he doesn't fucking need a belt.
Monsters hold.
Nightmares. We get there.
Monsters have held belts before, dude.
I understand. They don't necessarily need
Brian Cage is not at the point where he doesn't need a belt.
He doesn't need a belt. Yeah, then why did he give up the X Division title? Because he doesn't need a belt.
To go after the world title.
It's the way to get the belt off him because he doesn't need a belt. That's the point.
No.
Undertaker doesn't need a belt. Impact probably doesn't need a belt.
I mean,
Brian Cage needs a belt.
When you think about it, everyone needs a belt. Otherwise, your pants fall down.
That's a good point.
Oh, fuck you.
My man.
Don't hit the...
That's a good bell. That's a good bell one.
Yeah, that was a good bell one.
Look, there needs to be some parameters on the bell. What do you ring the bell for?
Everything.
Inappropriate? No, not everything. Then it loses its luster.
I think zingers. That was a good thing. I was ringing it for you.
Did I just ring the bell all night?
I think you deserve the bell ring. God forbid I compliment you for something.
We got a zinger. We got a racist comment. We got a racist joke.
It's not even so much a racist thing.
Which we should eliminate altogether.
It's an exclamation point. It's like putting the stamp of approval on something that was said.
I enjoyed your little line.
It's bringing attention to what just happened.
I thought it was the inappropriate bell.
Well, it's evolved.
No.
It's evolved to what?
I don't know.
NXT.
Hold on, Tony's got a text message. Hold on.
Shut up, Dick.
No, he's busy. He's busy.
Is your kid texting
about Fortnite?
I'm watching
the fucking Devils. Oh, we did get hockey on the boat. I was watching the playoffs. I watched Game 7 with the fucking Knights, the Virgin Knights, whatever they're called.
The Vegas Golden Knights.
That's the ones. It was Game 6, and they lost. So they had to go to Game 7.
To the Sharks.
Yes. Do.
Fucking hate you.
All right, so Matt, let's get an update on how we all did on the night for picks. And let's see where the standings are before
standings go on the toilet.
We say
fucking go.
I really want Kevin to lose this thing, and I'll tell you why.
Because I made that big comment that I'm going to blow you guys out.
No, because I really want you to have to do something to put you outside of your comfort.
I'm not
going to
do anything I don't want to do. I'm an adult, kind of. Anyway, Matt, where are we in the standings?
All right, well, Tony went 6-1.
That's right. The Impact expert once again.
We all went Moose and the North over the Rascals. And we all went LAX over the Lucha Bros. And we all went Scarlet over Raji Rahit.
How's the music go?
Me and Tony picked Taya Valkyrie.
Yep.
Kevin took Jordan Grace.
Thickness.
And Kevin took Sammy Callahan.
Whoops.
Tony took Dancy Rich Swann, who was not Dancy for this match.
He was he was swinging his Schwans, that's why.
He was that match was awesome, by the way.
Of course it was.
It was definitely different. It was like no rules, Full Metal Mayhem, but like not full. Like it was like Full Metal Mayhem rules, but they didn't do it like a Full Metal Mayhem match because they had one coming up as the main event. It was done really nice, told a great story. Rich Swann walks out of there champion. I picked Gail Kim. I thought it was going to be like her swan song. Tony and Kevin took Tessa, and we all lost on Impact. I think I already said that, though.
Yes.
And me and Kevin went 4-3. Tony goes big with 6-1.
Yep, yep. That's
huge.
Huge. The standings as they are. Kevin sits at 50-21.
Ooh.
Tony, 49-22.
Yep, yep.
I am one game above 500 at 46. Oh, wow, my math is so bad. 46-25. I'm sorry. I'm
one
like,
game over.
I'm 21 games.
Kevin, this is why fractions are important.
No, stupid math is important.
Fractions are
important. Yeah. Kids, no fractions stay in school so one day you can have a wrestling podcast.
And you can, like us. You can figure out.
It can screw up math.
Wins and losses.
Yep. Yeah, so Kevin's only got a one game lead over Tony. I'm four behind. We got Money in the Bank coming up May 19th.
Still ahead. I like that. I thought the way you made it seem, I thought I was going to be.
His 6-1 definitely closed the gap very quickly.
Yep.
Very quickly.
I wish Impact ran a pay per view every week.
They're going to do Slammiversary July 7th in Dallas, same weekend as the G1 climax down there.
got so many pay-per-views to pick.
And I think, well, I think WWE is running down there in like the same week, I think. Maybe might be a house show.
Yeah, they're not doing well in house shows.
That'll be a good week for me, because if it's Impact and it's Japanese wrestling, I'm going to fucking run the table.
We'll have to figure out. The G1 is 28 days long, buddy, so I don't think we're really going to do fucking G1 picks every day. So,
Oh, imagine if we did.
Pipe down. We will do.
That would be 5,050.
The main one.
We will do the June show.
Dominion.
So that's in June, but we got a ways to go right now.
But until then, Tony,
Kevin,
back after this.
Oh, fuck! I'm not ready for that. You dumbass.
Clearly,
I was leaning in because I was gonna get it ready.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck. All right,
so back after this. Back after this.
We here at the Shining Wizards know that you love to do online shopping, and most of you do it through Amazon. But don't go to Amazon.com. Go to Amazon.ShiningWizards.com. Click on your country's banner, and when you shop, any money that you spend goes a little bit to support the show. It's not a whole lot, but every little bit helps. And the more you buy, the more we get supported, and the more everybody can be happy, and we can continue to bring you the best professional wrestling podcasting.
Horns up. This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at Inconclusive Pod or Facebook.com/Inconclusive Breakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
We're the Jersey Wrecking Crew, and we approve this message.
Even though many of you believe that we're living in an ununified country where the main question is whether to kneel or stand, you'll never have to worry about the Jersey Wrecking Crew, because we're up all night.
Too sweet.
No, it's one sweet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Listen to the Jersey Wrecking Crew on the High Spot Podcast with brand new episodes every Friday on the Shining Wizards and B+ Player Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mike from The Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old-school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or The Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. We'll see you there.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the Impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
All right, we are back. Woo! We want to take this time to thank those that support the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. We're going to start with our patrons, patreon.com/Wizards Podcast. We got a couple new Patreons, Kevin. It's a good time to be alive. If you like this podcast for as little as $1 a month, you can support the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Every tier gives you something a little different. Tony's been banging out these watch-along shows. Everyone gets an email every Sunday or Monday where you can send your questions to us. And there's other different tiers. Kathy Hummer, she puts a banner up on our website every week.
Yeah, Hums.
Amazing stuff. But we have a couple new Patreons. So we're going to start with the fish fan himself. You may know him.
Me? I may know him?
As Mr. Matt Garifo.
Whoa!
Brand new Patreon supporter.
He must really like you and Tony.
Clearly, clearly. Kate the Great, you heard her last week on the podcast. She jumped on board the Patreon supporter, so thank you, Kate.
Thank you, Kate.
Alex Vasquez, a friend of mine, I used to work with him. He threw a dollar in the pot, and now he's a supporter of the Shining Wizard Wrestling Podcast.
Goddamn right.
Of course, the AOP, Anthony and Danny Russinello, who joined us last week. We appreciate their support. Cindy Ardone, who was going to come by the Brown Bear Pub, but she got busy sucking D's.
Whoa!
Her words, not mine.
She's a flake.
Ryan Arthur, who said he would gladly show up to the bar with a case of beer anytime for us. He just feels like it would be awkward for him to walk into a bar with a case of beer and give it to us to drink it. In hindsight, it wouldn't have been an issue.
It wouldn't have been a bit. I buy my six-pack from the liquor store next to the Brown Bear and bring it into the Brown Bear.
But you're Kevin Garifo.
That's a very good point.
Kathy Hummer, we mentioned her before. Huge supporter of The Shining Wizard for over six years now.
She has a gift for me coming up, too.
Oh, really?
I know how I'm collecting the old Retrofest figures.
All right.
I have an inkling she's going to get me the Honky Tonk Man that I need.
Oh, all right.
So, thank you very much, Humsky, if that's, in fact, your plan.
Humsky, nice, interesting.
I'll try.
Manny Kratzo.
Come on,
from across the way. Mike Martinelli. Sean Callejo. Sean Toe. And, of course, William Mercier Jr.
Lives are going to be in William Mercier hands. You know what I mean?
Thank you to all the patrons, the patrons, whatever you want to call them. Thank you for supporting us. We really do appreciate it. My brother, man, that threw me for a loop, man. Thank you, broski.
Oh, it's awesome. It's awesome to get support from your friends and family.
It's huge. And Kate, thank you very much.
Kate
the Great.
Look, I like Kate.
Thank you for taking the picture with the shirt, too, by the way.
She's a nice girl, but she did our podcast. Now she's doing other podcasts? Like, what the fuck?
Uh-oh.
What the fuck, Kate?
You got heat?
I don't have heat. She just fucking...
You're saying she used us.
She's suckling the teat of the Shining Wizards.
To further advance her career.
Clearly, she's looking to start her own podcast.
Hey, God, listen, who doesn't have a podcast?
That's the problem. Everybody has a fucking podcast.
I started listening. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, although Kate did, she did a great job last week.
She was fun.
Kate, AOP, Rich McDonald, all great. Such a fun time. I can't thank them enough. It was a great time.
It was a live podcast without actually being a live podcast. A lot of elements could have gone wrong. Everything went right.
Yes.
So, but what was I going to say? I started listening to Vince Russo's podcast today.
Oh, yeah?
Because for some reason, I can't download Tony Schiavone's. It's weird. I listened to Bischoff's yesterday. I tried to get to What Happened When today. For some reason, both on Podbean, on the podcast app on my phone, and on MLW Radio, couldn't get the episode that I wanted, which was the reboot of WCW when him and Bischoff took over together. Couldn't get it. Couldn't find it. So I'm like, you know what? Let me try Russo's podcast. Was able to download it. It's him and Man Mountain Rock.
Wow. That is...
Yeah, who was Max Payne from WCW days.
That is very interesting.
It's a different perspective.
I guess it's fucking Vince Russo, though.
I'm not going to lie. He doesn't come across like a dummy
like
a douche.
He started the Attitude Era, which he constantly takes credit for.
No, I listened to like 30 minutes of a podcast about him in WCW, not in WWE. So I'll go back to the archives, as they say, and listen to all of them now because listen, at work... I can't stand the people I work with other than like my bosses. My coworkers can't stand them. I have the earbuds in. So go-to is obviously, you know, Pritchard, Major, and Bischoff, and then Mooney sometimes, and now What Happened When. Now it's good to have something else in case I have more time to fill. So
variety is the spice of life.
Yep. And I like all different perspectives on stuff. So if someone has one view on something, like the reboot of like the New Blood versus the Millionaire's Club, that I had Bischoff's take on it, and now I'm going to listen to Russo's take on it, and I would like to hear Schiavone's at some point if I can. So.
All right.
That's me, Matt. That's
cool.
Just me.
I can appreciate that.
That's it.
I guess speaking of the Attitude Era with Tony being upstairs, did you happen to catch the Cody promo that he cut on Sunday?
Yes.
Thoughts?
I didn't hate it.
I didn't hate it either. I think Cody Rhodes cuts a fucking hell of a promo.
He does.
I think people are way too into pro wrestling where they have to, they feel the need to dissect every fucking thing. I don't understand, and this is just what we're living in now.
Right.
Which is one of the reasons why I hate everybody. Because nobody, nobody takes time to let anything
sit.
Progress. They don't let it sit. They don't take it in its instant. Everyone feels like they have to fucking tweet about it. They have to put it on Facebook. Newsflash. I don't give a fuck what you think.
You know what it's like?
Yeah, fuck yourself.
It's like when you cook a Hot Pocket in a microwave and you don't let the Hot Pocket sit. You just eat it right away and you fucking burn the roof of your mouth and it fucking sucks.
I dropped my Hot Pocket.
It's fucking unbearable, these fucking people.
Oh my.
I got into it with someone on Twitter yesterday.
Oh, did you?
I saw something that you posted, which I actually kind of liked. I think you responded to a Vince McMahon tweet.
I did respond to a Vince McMahon tweet because he was putting over
Titus
O'Neil. And I'm like, this is the same guy you suspended. And when he fell on the way to the ring and seriously could have hurt himself, you replayed it 12 fucking times
just
for your own amusement.
Yep.
I thought Vince McMahon blocked you like years ago.
No, I don't think so. But someone put up like every once in a while that Chris Benoit conversation comes up. Okay. Someone said, does he deserve to be in the Hall of Fame? My response, as a wrestler, Chris Benoit deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. But he will never go in the Hall of Fame because what he did is inhumane and he's a giant piece of shit for it.
Agreed. Do you see what Vicky Guerrero said?
She said he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, right? I think that's where this stemmed from. It was another podcast. I'd love to give them credit, but I just don't feel like going through our timeline. Someone responded to me this morning.
Keyboard warriors. Yeah,
he's not a piece of shit. He had the brain of an 85-year-old Alzheimer's patient.
Oh, that's a fair comment.
Sure.
My grandfather had the brain of an 85-year-old Alzheimer's patient. He was 85.
Get your facts straight and keep doing your podcast in your mother's basement.
Hey, we're in
great. I don't give a shit how old his fucking brain was. He still killed his child and his wife.
And it wasn't just it was over a couple days.
You can't. So it wasn't, you will never convince me that he's not a piece of shit.
Agreed. And I say this, and if we have new listeners, I'm sure Chris Benoit is, other than the Hearts, was my favorite wrestler of all time.
Sure.
And ever since that, nope, don't care. And it's so hard. We were just talking about listening to other people's podcasts, and it's so hard to hear people talk about him in such a positive light when I'm sitting over here on the other side, not knowing him, never met him, this, that, yada, and just thinking what a piece of fucking shit he is for doing what he did. And it's hard for me to listen to people talk glowingly about him, and it's just bizarre. It's one of those weird conundrums in my head that I'll never be able to get over.
I don't want to contradict myself, because I will say, I do enjoy watching Chris Benoit matches.
And I still do, agreed.
But it still doesn't change the fact that he did this, and no matter, you could throw whatever facts you want at me, it'll never change my opinion.
Fair.
He's a piece of shit garbage for killing his fucking child and his wife. If he just killed Nancy and he let the kid live, he's still a piece of shit.
That's a heat of the moment, like, I fucking hate you, I'm going to kill you, and then let the kid fucking go. But then you go
kill
back,
your child. That's
you go
that's
and you go through
up.
The whole process of putting the Bibles down, and it's over 2 days, and this and that. It's such a deliberate, I'm thinking of what I'm doing sort of deal. Like, he knew what he was doing. Maybe not for Nancy, but he knew what he was doing.
Yeah. So,
Law and Order SVU, Shining Wizards.
So to bring it all back, people, they have to dissect everything. Cody said in his promo for his match against Dustin at AEW, he's going to end the Attitude Era.
Ooh.
Awesome promo.
Great line.
And you know what? It's a fucking great line. The Attitude Era, with all due respect to it and everybody that was in it,
you
was great
like
for his time. Going back and watching a lot of that stuff, it's bad, dude.
I
a lot. There's more bad than there is good, in my opinion. That's just my opinion. I could be 100% wrong.
That's fine. No, I don't think you're wrong. I think what was great about the Attitude Era is, like we've said a million times on this show, if there's any great things that come out of the Attitude Era, it's that everyone had something to do. From top to bottom, whether it was good or bad, everyone had something to do. And everyone had a purpose. I mean, granted, maybe not the, you know, like the Midians or the whatever of the world.
Yeah, they had shit to do.
They had shit to do.
It wasn't good, but they had shit to do. But it's arguable that Goldust was the start of the Attitude Era.
In 96 or 95.
Yeah, it's been argued a lot. He was very androgynous. He was very, you didn't know.
Tony gave a deep breath. I kind of want to know what that was about.
What?
You kind of gave like a weird little breath like you didn't agree with what Matt just said.
No, you said Goldust and I went...
Okay. Gotcha. Well, I didn't even know you were back because you haven't said a fucking word. Because you're too busy looking up, what are you looking up, notes?
Devil scores?
Yeah. Yes, the devil's a
loser. You're looking for more fucking fake news? You already fucking went to the well once with that. Don't try it again.
Yeah, we gotta.
That's in my notes. Don't worry, I got that.
I didn't want to interrupt. I came in the middle of a conversation. I'm like you. I'm not walking in going, hey guys, what are we talking about? Let's talk about it again for 10 minutes. I was letting you go on your rant and have your time.
Tony.
I'm a professional.
That's true.
What's your favorite pay-per-view?
Tony, seriously, what's your favorite pay-per-view? Oh, I'm telling you, that was the bottom of the well for me. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, you jumped right in with both feet, you did.
I did. I had to. It was weird for me. It was like a live podcast, but it wasn't. I had to interact.
So this Goldust end of the ad, I thought it was a great fucking promo. And I still don't understand why people hate All Elite Wrestling.
Because they hate All Elite. They hate Cody. They hate the NWA. They hate Conrad Thompson. Anything that's making waves and making money, people shit on anyway.
I don't know if people hate it. It's just...
No, there's people...
No, I get what you're saying, but it's time to... And I know it's coming up this month, actually. Tomorrow it'll be this month, May 25th, I believe. It's like, all right, show us what you got.
Okay, but...
What are you bringing?
Look, if you have a valid reason, right? Like... It's like when people were like, I fucking hate Roman Reigns. Why? Because. It's not a fucking answer.
And even when they do hate Roman Reigns, they don't really hate Roman Reigns. They hate how he is being pushed down our throats every second. And it's the way that his promos... They don't hate him. I guarantee you, if you pull any of the thousands of smart fans, I did air quotes, they don't hate him.
Yeah, but you have to separate the person. I mean, you can always separate the person from what they're being pushed or portrayed as on TV.
That's fair.
You know? So, like, you can't really...
Well, his character was never bad.
But they said the same shit about John Cena, too. Like, everybody just hates on John Cena. John Cena sucks. Why? And then you find out the guy fucking helps cancer kids and whatnot. And that's great. Good for him.
Right. But I'm not even talking about the
John
real person.
Cena, the guy... The fucking character on TV
got the biggest pop at WrestleMania,
but it was the same shit though. Like, oh, because he did the Thugonomics and people were into the Doctor of Thugonomics. When he became Hustle, Loyalty, Respect, he became a kid's favorite and adults fucking loathe him. That was it. That's what it was.
But going back to AEW, I think it really is just a matter of show us first, and then we'll see what you got. And then we'll decide what... But you're right, Tony, you're definitely right about people hating before...
Do you know how many times I read shit, like, on a daily basis? Oh, Conrad Thompson throwing his money around again. Do you know... I don't know if you have this in your notes. I'll bring this up.
First of all, do you know how much he's in... Like, this could... StarCast is not a guaranteed moneymaker.
No, it's not. But Kevin, it's not about guaranteed moneymaking. It's... Fucking Money Mark's got all his money, he's throwing it at wrestling. People are never fucking happy. People are never happy.
If Bruce Pritchard, Eric Bischoff, and Tony Schiavone can vouch for this guy as being no longer just a money mark and actually in the business, that's okay for me.
But he never was. I mean, the guy's a fan, you know? The first and foremost, he's a fan. But let me get to something else that was a point made. Undertaker recently signed a new deal. They pulled him from StarCast.
Correct.
I think they did the same thing with Kurt Angle. They just signed him to a new deal,
correct,
too.
Yes. Oh, I should use the sound.
Conrad Thompson, to try to make it right with the fans, said, look, give us somebody else. Have Triple H come in. Have Stephanie. Any money that you guys make on that appearance, we could donate it to Conor's Cure, and I'll match it dollar for dollar. So whatever you take in, I'll kick in, too. They told him, nah, we're not going to do
that. And there's no There's no excuse for that. Like, if he said, hey, give me Shawn Michaels or give me Edge or give me
he
someone like that.
He said he wanted Shawn Michaels. They told him no.
And if they said no to that, that's fine. There's no excuse other than, I guess there is an excuse because you work for, I guess, the direct competition, for lack of a better term. Because let's be honest, AEW, we'll see what it is, but that's the competition for WWE if there's going to be any.
I get it, but you also, like, you know, they negotiated with The Undertaker. And that was probably not an easy sell because Undertaker's always been a WWE guy.
Well, no, he went through his agency, so his agent did it.
Yeah, but that's the point. So there was money, there was time and effort laid out there. I'm sure The Undertaker doesn't travel fucking coach. I'm sure he's got a first-class ticket booked to bring him in. Probably deluxe accommodations.
No, he said
like,
it.
Yeah, so now all this shit, it's like, now he's standing there holding his pud because Vince is like, no, we're not doing that.
If Vince really wanted to be a stand-up guy, he would do the booking. But
and
he's not.
Vince,
but it makes no sense for him to do that, though.
But Vince always says, honor your commitments. How many times do you hear about him like, oh, Finn Balor's coming in, but he's going to finish up in New Japan or whatever? Like, all of a sudden, like Vince has always been about finish your commitments, which is a bullshit line anyway, because he's been pulling a fast one ever since he signed Hulk Hogan in 83. But beside the point.
Oh, boy.
So, no, seriously. He fucking left Vern Gagne fucking hanging in the breeze. And I mean, it was mostly Vern Gagne's fault anyway.
You sure Vern Gagne was just hanging in the breeze anyway?
Why, did he hang himself?
No, because
he killed
a
German
weird
guy.
Oh, that's right.
Well, allegedly. Or maybe he did.
I tried. I failed. They can't all win.
That's right. I don't have the bell next to me, so I can't fucking.
No. It was awful. It was an awful attempt on my part.
That's definitely within arm's reach.
Or foot's reach.
Oh, yeah, I really made Kevin gag. He'd be thrown up like I was on the boat Saturday.
On a boat, and...
No, but the point is, like, he could have easily said to Undertaker, all right, fine, go make the shot. Like, there's no reason why he shouldn't. None whatsoever.
There's a reason.
There's, yeah.
Vince McMahon is where he is.
Because he's an asshole.
Yeah, and if you want to be successful in business,
and
make money, you have to be fucking cutthroat.
But yeah. If
and
he really
don't
get me wrong, I don't agree with it. Undertaker was a free agent; he wasn't signed to the WWE. Conrad reached out. Conrad put the money down. Conrad made all the accommodations. He was advertised for it.
Yep.
And
that
then
sucks.
Vince was fucking butthurt because Taker went somewhere else.
Well, then Vince should have signed Taker up before anything had happened.
So, I mean, Conrad got his deposit back and all that jazz, but...
That's not necessarily on Vince, though. That's on Taker's side, too, Tony. You know what I'm saying?
No, I get it, but...
But once he's advertised or once it's announced, then it becomes a dick move.
That's what I mean.
Well, even like Sting. Sting got pulled from WrestleCon events. When Brutus, Brutus the fucking Barber Beefcake was announced at WrestleCon, he got pulled for WWE events. It happens. It happens every year with somebody else.
Yeah, but that's pulled for a specific event. Like, Brutus finds out he's going into the Hall of Fame. Of course he's not going to appear on whatever day or whatever night because he's got commitments now with WWE. That's a different thing. What the fuck is Undertaker going to be doing the day of fucking StarCast? Is he going to Saudi Arabia? I don't even know when that show is.
Yes.
Oh, is he really?
Absolutely.
Against Elias, right? Is that what they wanted to do, I think? That's the rumored match?
Is this for real?
Like, yeah.
Yeah. I thought the rumor.
You don't want me to hit the fake news button?
No, because his appearance at Raw after Mania was him and Elias. I think that's what they want to do for Saudi Arabia, which is fine. I don't have a problem with that at all. As much as I kind of dislike the Elias character now, I don't hate that that's what they go with at Saudi Arabia.
It's so fucking weird, too, because Conrad's got that connection with Bruce Pritchard being an employee of WWE now and all this other stuff. And. You know, they let Bruce honor all his commitments before he left.
Well, they're not doing live shows anymore after StarCast.
They're not. They're still doing the podcast, though. But, you know, hey, Bruce, go ahead. Do it all. Knock yourself out. Like, I don't know.
I wonder if maybe that podcast might be coming to an end, too, and why Conrad...
No, they
why, and Conrad kind of hitched his wagon to JR now, maybe. I don't know. Maybe maybe it's possible that show comes to an end.
No, they said they were going to keep going. It's going to be a little sporadic now because Bruce is going to be on the
They also said Undertaker was going to be doing StarCast. I know that's different, but...
Yeah, but Bruce signing with the WWE happened a couple months ago, and they're still putting out shows.
They did it was weird, actually. They were supposed to do a JBL episode, I think, on Friday, and they did like a Best of Triple H weird episode with Tony Schiavone.
Because Bruce is traveling now.
Yeah, they said it.
But there was nothing on their Twitter. I checked all their Twitters. There was nothing.
Well, I don't know if you caught it. A couple weeks ago, they were on the road somewhere, and the audio quality was absolute dog shit.
Yeah.
I had to stop it three fucking times. It was just constant like clicking and wheezing. And
you
all
thought it was on? Cause
I thought Conrad was like having a heart attack. I was like, what is this?
No, I remember. I know that episode. And I thought it was my shitty work computer that was the problem.
Yeah, like Conrad asked a question, all of a sudden you'd hear like, yeah. And then like shit dropping and stuff.
Yeah, it was his connection. Watch your laptop. Don't knock it. I moved it before.
Yeah, I know. It's in bad shape. This fucking thing's a relic already.
I just don't understand. Like, everyone's like AEW. They're just a t-shirt company. Like, I get it. We've been down the road before. Impact was, they had a money guy. They had Jeff Jarrett. They had good people like.
Hey, they had the gold pyramids.
Just fucking let's see what happens before you. And if you're just pro WWE and you don't want to watch anything else, that's fine. But
no.
Shut the
no.
fuck
up. That's the point. Uh-oh. These guys that bitch about AEW don't even like WWE. A lot of them are all these, they have this old school mentality. Wrestling ain't what it used to be. WWE is shit. All Elite Wrestling is going to be Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks just fucking doing flippy-do shit that doesn't make sense. That's all these people bitch about, dude. It's this fucking core of fans that all they think of is fucking wrestling was great in the 70s and 80s and fuck all else because it sucks.
They're also the first people at the airport to bother these people.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And they can't stand how good a place wrestling is in right now, or has the potential to be right now. Granted, WWE is not where it should be.
That's fine, but in 2019, we're talking about the NWA again, and not like fucking NWA on fire.
And
like
on
fucking
fire.
NWO and Ring of Honor just brought back the Crockett Cup, and it was fucking amazing.
I'm bringing Crockett back.
Yeah,
I like that.
Motherfuckers got the heart attacks.
Yeah.
Cause fucking old
take
man.
It to the chorus,
dirty babe. I see a brindle man and Marty Scroll,
Dory Funk, whipping everyone like a chump. PCO is winning tons of belts.
And take him to the bridge.
Brody
come
King
here.
Is so far from svelte.
Come here, squirrel. Go on, get on with it. Come to the back.
In the meantime, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you too, Cornette.
Listen, like, all right. Let's be honest right now. We have, not including New Japan, WWE. I'm not even, no, fuck WWE. I'm not even talking about them.
Fuck WWE.
We have Ring of Honor.
Uh-huh.
Potentially AEW.
Uh-huh.
NWA.
Yep.
Impact.
Yep.
You know, you want to go the larger independent promotions, which have occasional Twitch shows. Wrestling's in a great spot right now.
And you can't say WWE's bad because their stock is fucking over like $85 continuously.
Didn't they take a huge hit this
week? They did, but it recovered.
Did it? Didn't some billionaire invest in it? Some billionaire bought like a bunch of shares?
I don't know.
That maybe newses and notes, but
I think Vince recently sold off like $250 million of his shares to fund the XFL?
I don't think the WWE product is very good right now. It's hard. I mean,
you don't like fucking participants in the fucking Money in the Bank ladder match having a tag team match.
I complained about this 2 weeks ago when they all came out and did that bullshit.
I am happy that Alexa Bliss is in the next Money
that
in the Bank.
That segment was fucking. I would have rather watched a woman get an abortion than watch that.
Boy,
there's that a movie out where you can actually see that now.
So fucking bad.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was so bad.
Down to the bridge.
And her shoes came off.
I feel like.
Did you like when her shoes came off in the match?
That look. At least it made fucking sense. It made sense. It fit the storyline. She wasn't ready to wrestle. She didn't have her shoes, but then someone got her shoes.
Yeah, but then she's fighting with the referee about her shoes, and Naomi rolls her up, and she was in the fucking ropes. Oh, and Samoa Joe, the same shit. Samoa Joe gets rolled up. His hands are under the bottom rope, and the referee counts three.
Controversy creates cash.
Dog shit.
Just so you know, if you're a champion, you will lose on Monday Night Raw or SmackDown.
Constantly.
Speaking of champions, the Hardys might have to do something with their tag belts tonight.
Yeah, Jeff is hurt.
Yeah.
Again?
Yeah,
knee surgery.
Blew his knee out.
I've had 9 surgeries in my right knee.
I don't know. I feel like I could not watch Raw and just watch Money in the Bank, and I'm not missing anything on Monday Night Raw.
Can I ask a very dumb question?
Yes.
How tall is Rey Mysterio's wife?
It's 10 feet.
She's got to be, because Dominic is a fucking monster.
James and the Giant Peach.
Like, where did this kid grow from?
Is he under Eddie Guerrero's the father?
Clearly.
So
I brought that story up to my wife because she was watching it with me. I'm like, that's his kid. Look at how much bigger his kid is than him.
Is he under a deal, right, with them?
Dominic? I think so.
Yeah. I think he's like an NXT developmental or maybe even...
Whatever's below that.
Evolve.
All right, now is he going to be like Dominic Mysterio, or are they going to call him like some other fucked up like Mexican name?
They're going to put a mask on him, and he's going to be called the Silencer.
That makes no sense.
Why? He silences people. He doesn't speak. He has a mask. He's mysterious. You can shoot vignettes. He breaks into wrestlers' houses, and he fucking silences them.
Because he's Mexican, he breaks into their houses?
No, he's the Silencer. He knocks them out.
You're the most racist person ever. That goes
well,
to all.
He's saying
this.
A Mexican kid's gonna be breaking into people's houses.
But he never used the term. Oh wait, did you say Mexican?
No, he didn't. He's gonna make him a luchador. Put a mask on him.
Yeah, and he breaks into people's house. His opponents, he breaks in their house. He silences them before the match.
Or you can put a mask on him and call them the Basham Brothers.
He renders him unconscious.
Or the Dicks.
He's the Silencer.
No, the Gemini. Oh yeah, the Dicks in TNA.
The Dicks.
Shaniqua. Maybe you call him Shaniqua.
Maybe
the Dicks.
Fucking Raw was shit.
Of course it was.
The fucking... How many?
What'd you think about... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
What?
Fucking contract signings. They all end the fucking same way. Every single one of them. It's the most predictable bullshit I've ever seen.
You didn't like the signing between Baby Oil and Pro Plus?
Fuck you.
CrossFit
what?
Jesus.
What is fucking AJ Styles' new catchphrase, too?
He's the bar?
He never rusts? What?
Oh, fuck, what is it?
Fuck him.
Player ready, I never rust.
I'm always ready, I never rust.
Like, what is that? Like that? What the fuck is that? Who came up with that?
WWE writing team.
What is that?
Thanks, Dana Warrior.
Dana Warrior.
Like, what the fuck is that?
Oh, you look like a well-oiled machine. And what do well-oiled machines do? They never rust.
Holy dog shit. I hope fucking Corey Grave... His tongue falls out of his mouth. It just falls out one day. It's gone forever.
I agree.
And ever.
I agree.
And it never comes back.
Can I rant on something real quick?
Rant away.
Do it.
This is how retarded my family is.
They know
for the past 8 years, close to 8 years, that I record a fucking podcast.
They should support us on Patreon.
And he's calling me. My stupid brother's calling me because I'm not answering his text. What is he fucking
I thought you were
mental?
Talking about your immediate family upstairs like someone was...
Idiots. Absolute idiots.
I thought you were going to rant on something wrestling.
You idiots.
Well, we got liners.
Are we done talking about Monday Night Raw?
You said it was shit. I mean, unless I missed something, I didn't really...
What about the Revival Usos segment that's getting a lot of...
Fuck that. Is shaving his
the
back.
The fucking
so
Usos
stupid.
Adding the rap to the beginning of their entrance is terrible.
Why? I agree with you. Why, when you move from one place to another, you have to change something about what you do?
Well, last time they were on Raw, didn't they do the more Samoa? No, Samoa.
I love that. I actually like that.
Yeah, but they're fucking gangsters that go to the penitentiary.
Well, they weren't the penitentiary shtick, too.
They don't have to fucking rap on them. It's just a stereotype.
What's with the fucking back shaving?
It's fucking stupid, too.
It's so dumb.
But I also am not buying into WWE did this to embarrass the Revival thing. I'm not in.
Why
I'm not,
is that a?
That's a thing.
That's a narrative.
That's something. Listen, I'm trying to get out of as many wrestling Facebook groups or Twitter things as I possibly can, because everything that they post, either if it's news, A, it doesn't have a source. B, it's
is it
just,
fake news?
It's just. B, it's just some stupid fan, just. Jumping to something without having anything to base it on. So they're like, oh, or it's some sponsored ad or something like that. So they're like, oh, they did this to embarrass the Revival because of what they wanted, because they wanted to quit. I'm like, no, I'm not buying that. I think it's what they think is entertaining, and it's just not.
I don't like the nonsense that they're doing with Becky Lynch, that she has two belts that she has to defend each one separately.
I don't know.
Why? It's a built-in storyline for her to lose one.
Yeah, but that's a fucking cop out. It's just
what
a
do you
cop
mean?
Out. It's like what they do in boxing, like when they unify all the belts, and then all of a sudden it's like, well, this fight's only for the WBA title because this guy's only the number one contender here and nowhere else.
Yeah,
it's
but
like,
Tony, boxing's fake.
All right. There's weight classes in boxing too.
So that was such a good line.
It was.
So. No, it's just an easy storyline to transition the belt onto Lacey Evans.
Or maybe someone on the old SmackDown. No, I think it should be Lacey Evans.
I think she beats Charlotte, but Charlotte post-match fucks her up.
And then Lacey Evans wins later in the night.
And then that's the story. And then Charlotte can, or Becky can chase her on Raw and forfeit the, or whatever. You know, there's so many different ways they can go with it. It's the most interesting.
That's, you're right.
Storyline on Monday Night Raw. They continued the Shane and the Miz thing, which Miz lost to Bobby Lashley.
I didn't hate that, by the way.
No, I hate it.
And I'm a Miz guy.
I hate that Shane is fucking coming to Raw. I just hate all that nonsense. We talked about this last week, right?
Or maybe 2 weeks
ago.
They're
ruining the Miz. It's such bullshit. It's fucking stupidity.
He's going to win that match.
I hate it. I fucking hate it. I hate Shane McMahon. I hate him in his fucking mounting and his shit punches. I hate his fucking blown up 10 seconds after he comes to the ring. His fucking nonsensical hiding and jibbing and jabbing and ducking and jiving. Fuck him, dude. I fucking can't stand Shane McMahon. I said it. I'm done. Get rid of him. Get him out of there.
Here's the thing. I agree with you for the most part. Putting Shane McMahon, if Shane McMahon and Bobby Lashley are together now, I can be on board with that.
Nope, fuck them both.
And Bobby Lashley's just, listen, if you go back and watch Bobby Lashley from 2007, 2000, like, the guy got the biggest reactions in the world. Like, not, that was, all right, let me stop myself. Guy got big reactions. He was a star. He could have been a huge star. I don't blame WWE for trying to do that again. And I think putting him with Shane McMahon as a heel, whether what they do with him, I don't know. I don't hate that at all.
We're
going to
get The Miz versus Bobby Lashley and Shane McMahon suspended above the ring in a cage or some
I'll take
dumb
it.
Nonsense.
Right now,
I'll take it. Pass. Hard pass on that one. I love The Miz. Hard pass.
Listen, I think The Miz is falling into the John Cena role, which isn't a bad thing for The Miz. He's worked hard to get where he's gotten.
Been there forever.
But he's stuck in a fucking pointless field. He doesn't give a shit.
I don't think he gives a shit. He's on TV. He's got a spinoff show on USA. Yep. He's got a hot fucking wife. He's got two kids. He's been doing it for 10, 15 years?
Those MTV royalties are probably still pouring in.
Yeah, those fucking 10-cent checks he probably gets every other week.
They add up.
I guarantee you they're not. I know what you're saying, but you're exaggerating for the story.
They're probably not as good as you think they are.
No, I don't think they are. That's probably, like,
$40 an episode, $50 an episode?
$40 an episode?
Shit, I want to work for Kevin's production company.
Yeah, me and you both.
Holy fuck, dude.
What?
They ain't getting that much.
Paul O'Neill's getting that amount from Seinfeld for one episode.
That's Seinfeld, dude.
It's not...
Do you remember how big the Real World franchise
was? Yeah, it wasn't Seinfeld, dude.
When was the last time you watched the Real World?
And besides, do you think they signed those
kids to
residual deals at all. They're like, hey, dumb college kid, you want to be on a show? They're like, fuck yeah. They probably sign him up for a carton of Newports and a bottle of fucking vodka.
Maybe Jesse Ventura can help them sue them.
No, they're getting fucking checks for a fucking dime.
They're getting two things, nothing and liking it.
You're actually probably right.
Fucking, you just compared Seinfeld and
fucking
Real World.
Seinfeld pays everybody.
Well, no, I was only comparing...
Yeah, you're comparing apples and oranges.
Yeah, but Seinfeld's like one of the greatest sitcoms ever.
All right. I'm defeated.
That is still on TV.
I screwed that up.
Reruns are definitely still
not
on
as
TV.
Much as it used to be.
Yeah, Channel 11, that shit was on like three times a night.
Well, now it used to be on TBS like for 2 hours straight. Now it's on like, I think, Channel 11 from like 11 to 12 and then maybe a Saturday night on TBS for an hour.
Fuck.
Blah. Excuse me.
But The Miz, though. Back, unless you want to move on.
What? No, The Miz is—he's in the John Cena role. He'll take whatever shitty thing they're gonna throw at him. You got a fucking steel cage match with Shane McMahon at Money in the Bank.
I really hope he gets another world title run.
I agree, but they did the best they could do ever as making him a babyface. I was shocked that they were able to do that. So that I guess Shane McMahon deserves a little credit for that.
Excuse me, sorry.
Don't give Shane any credit.
Sniffled into
the
microphone.
To make The Miz an actual likable baby face. It's the whole, I mean, again, you're going to shoot daggers at me as soon as I say this. To make a good baby face, you need a good heel. Shane McMahon's a good heel.
No,
Miz,
Shane McMahon is a fucking Xbox heat heel. Nobody fucking likes
him. You're going to shoot real daggers into me now.
Oh boy.
Piper Hogan.
Did he just say Piper Hogan?
I did. But because I couldn't think of anything else to compare it to.
Fucking Matt the Cripple over here. Jesus Christ.
Piper made Hogan a better babyface, correct?
Yeah, sure.
Miz, I think, is making... I mean, Shane is making Miz a better babyface.
Fair point. Fair point. I wouldn't compare them to Piper
Hogan. No, I'm not saying...
But your point is well taken.
Because I never thought in a million years Miz would get babyface reactions. Because they tried it, and it didn't work before with the Nexus and all that stuff. They tried it, and didn't work with Wade Barrett.
You know what's great? I'm looking at the liners that I have for tonight, and they fit everything that we've talked about on the show today.
All right, well, let's see who...
Well, anything else on Raw? I mean, The Miz was the only other thing. Becky Two Belts I talked about. I've kind of had enough of that.
I mean, the Money in the Bank in terms of who's in it.
That Braun Strowman tag match shit, that was garbage.
The Viking Raiders are here to... Or the Viking Warriors
are here. I like that they changed the name, and I like that they slaughtered the Lucha House Party. Good for them.
I mean, I'd be remiss if I didn't mark out for my boys getting a win on Raw again.
Yeah, no, good for them. They got a little hot streak going there. Good for them.
I'll always pop.
And Bray Wyatt, I don't get it yet. I mean, it was entertaining, but I just don't get it.
Bray Wyatt's Playhouse?
Yeah, whatever the frig it is.
I don't know. I don't really have a take on that yet.
He still has the dreads, by the way, if you were wondering, because I know we brought up his dreads a few weeks ago.
They're like hidden kind of in the back, but they're still there.
Yeah, so there's that.
There's that. Before we go into news and notes, two things I forgot to mention about Impact, the Rebellion. Boy. First of all, LAX Lucha Brothers was a sick match.
Was that the headliner?
Yes, that was the main event.
Good for them.
There's a spot where Phoenix tries to fucking Spanish fly one of them. He goes up and he lands on his fucking head. Scary. Fucking super scary.
Who,
Phoenix.
Phoenix does.
So Phoenix goes for the Spanish fly. They jump off the ladder. Ortiz goes through the table, and Phoenix gets here, and he just falls on his fucking head.
So Matt just pretty much showed with his...
Sorry.
It's a straight vertical, basically.
You could see the clip
online. It was a vertical
online.
Drop.
And fucking Michael Elgin is in Impact now.
Yes. How did we forget about that?
Dude, he looks like $1 million.
He lost
the baby fat. Bro.
That was a weird call for me.
I
did not expect that at all. Like, who would ever expect that Michael, like, out of everyone in the world that you could possibly bring in, Michael Elgin is there?
I fucking like that. Again, I think
agree.
It's a sin that they're on Pursuit and Twitch. Michael Elgin's there. RVD returned at the tapings. They got a sick roster. So that's the only thing I wanted to throw out there about Impact that
that's
we forgot
fine.
To mention
and
about.
A lot of people, like I said, in those wrestling groups here and there, a lot of the fans, and again, they're fans, so their opinion matters, are saying that Impact is head and shoulders more entertaining than WWE, more entertaining than anything else they kind of watch. So Impact is apparently, again, I haven't watched it because I don't have the Pursuit. Maybe I can find clips here and there in the YouTube, but I'm happy for everything that Impact is doing.
They repackaged their network, too.
The GWN, if you will?
It's now Impact Plus.
Yes. All right.
I did read that. That's
I like
cool.
that.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. So this is what Money in the Bank looks like. Just to jump back to Monday Night Raw, May 19th at the Hartford Civic Center.
In Connecticut?
The XL Center.
Ooh.
Yes.
Road trip.
Seth Rollins, AJ, which again, the fucking ending of Raw I thought was stupid just because it was predictable. Becky against Charlotte, we touched base on. Becky and Lacey Evans. So far, they're going to do 8 men and 8 women in the Money in the Bank.
Yeah, they announced the 4 for...
So 4 Raw guys.
Baron, Ricochet, Braun, and Drew.
Who were in that stupid tag match that Tony mentioned when he got up to go to the bathroom. And the women, Natty, Dana Brooke, Naomi, Alexa Bliss, and the shittiest segment on Raw.
Yep.
The Miz versus Shane in a steel cage, and Roman Reigns and Elias.
I'm just so happy the 2 fat slobs were in the women's match.
Well, Nia Jax had double knee surgery.
Yeah.
Good.
So Tamina was actually teaming with... Alicia Fox on Impact. No, on on main event taping against the Iconics, I believe.
I got liners.
You got Tony has liners. Before we get into news and notes, I forgot. Tony,
there's not a lot today.
Fresh off the boat from the Bermuda.
But a couple of the guys are on vacation. All right. So
well,
I managed to run into
you know. Look, you can only thank your lucky stars
when
you run into some of these names on a cruise ship. Who knew Shining Wizards Tony would be on vacation with the likes of the superstars? Me and Kevin are in the dark. We don't know who Tony ran into.
Yeah. Well, we brought up the NWA earlier, so I'll start with this one.
Hello, this is Jim Crockett from Jim Crockett Promotions, and you're listening to The Shining Wizards.
Wow,
that's huge. It's a major, major get.
Not to be outdone, who's more synonymous with the NWA than this guy?
Hey guys, this is the Nature Boy, Ric Flair, and you're listening to The Shining Wizards.
Did you use your contact with Conrad Thompson to get that? He is his father-in-law.
No, he just happened to be there, and I'm like, hey, Rick, I'll buy you a drink. He's like, it's on me.
Amazing.
Oh, wow, he fronted for a drink?
Did we talk about old school Raw before?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we did. Attitude Era.
How about this one?
Hello, everyone. This is the King, Jerry Lawler, and you're listening to The Shining Wizards.
Tony Yurt.
Wow. Was he eating a Sonic burger? You pulled him away from that to do that?
Hey, we were talking about 85-year-old men brains earlier.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, guys. This is Chris Benoit, and you're listening to The Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
Wow. Welcome back, Chris.
How did you...
Kind of.
How did you manage to do all this?
Listen, we were in the Bermuda Triangle. It's a long story.
Hey, good call.
Did you leave Benoit there?
Well, he had to go.
Oh, okay.
He had family issues to take care of. I wanted to make Kevin snort his fucking...
No, I just hit my tooth with a big can of beer.
All right, a couple of the quick ones.
Ding!
We talked about our favorite podcasters earlier from the Dumbfellas, right?
Oh, that's right.
Oh, boy.
Hey, guys, this is Shining Wizards Kevin, and you're listening to The Shining Wizards.
So you... Hold on.
Wait,
Kevin did not tell me...
Oh, no, Kevin appeared. This is the stuff we were kayfabing earlier about what happened.
He did not tell me he went to the Bermuda Triangle.
I took a helicopter.
There you go.
From LaGuardia, and went right down. Saw T3. Saw the wife. Saw Tony. Had a $60 beer. Played some bingo, and came back up.
All right.
This is the last one for the night. I apologize. It's a short one this week because I used Ken Dixon earlier. But
no problem.
I needed a translator for this one, but I think it comes off well.
Funaki?
Hello, this is the Golden Boy, Kota Ibushi, and you're listening to The Shining Wizards.
Wow, Ibushi.
Yeah, man, my favorite. He gave me a big hug. He wanted to know if I wanted to be his golden lover. I said, I'll have to pass, but maybe next time.
Really? You passed up being the golden lover to Kota Ibushi?
I'll stay with the family.
You know? See, why didn't you let me know when I was down there that he was going to be there?
Well, he wasn't. Well, because you had to get back.
Well, I would have stayed for the golden lover.
I understand.
You couldn't find, like, 15 minutes to sneak away?
Who, with the golden lover?
Yeah.
No, it was all right. He's told me he had to meet up with Naito to, you know,
give him a golden shower.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Oh man, you went on like the fucking Jerry Cruz of the Bahamas, Bermudas.
Come on, pretty impressive though. I mean, Ric Flair, Jerry Lawler,
very impressive. Fuck
Jim,
Kevin,
Jim Crockett for Christ's sake.
Holy shit.
SWK in the building.
And Jim Crockett sounded a little upset. I think he's disappointed. He's not involved with the NWA anymore.
I don't think he's alive.
Oh, I don't. Well, you know, he's still disappointed. He's not involved with the NWA anymore.
All right, fair enough.
And those are my liners for the week.
Hey, wow. That's fucking great work.
Dude,
again, Tony.
Killing it on the streets, bro.
Again, I apologize for butchering your segment last week.
No, it's fine. Real quick, you mentioned the Patreon supporters earlier, right?
I did.
Did you mention? It's in the can. It's going to be
coming
out.
Oh, I did. I didn't tell them what match, though. Oh,
okay, good, good, good. Yes.
So you got to sign up for Patreon.
Sign up. The $5 tier is the watch-along tier, and you get some awesome watch-alongs. I've been pumping them out like crazy lately.
Yeah, you're a crazy person.
Yes, I am. I'm doing prep. I'm doing production.
You want to hear something crazy?
Always. What was that?
Today.
Uh-oh.
Marks 30 years ago that Rey Mysterio Jr. debuted in wrestling at 14 years old.
Really?
How fucking crazy is that?
No, it's pretty crazy. I wish I had the Rey Mysterio theme song here.
I should have pulled that up.
Where
before
did he do it? Was it in New Jersey? Oh, Mexico.
No, it was not.
New Jersey.
Not New Jersey.
Okay. Because you can get away with it in both places. You just have to sign a waiver.
Can you? Oh, shit. Sorry.
Is that Pina Coladas? Was that Joey Ryan?
No, it's not Pina Coladas. No, I had to add another thing to the soundboard, and it's not all on the same page now.
Oh, okay. Can you believe he's been around for fucking 30 years?
Oh, I believe it. He's old as fuck.
I think you're older than him, dude.
No, I think he's got a year on me.
I think
you're 43?
44.
He's 44 too.
Oh, 44 also.
He debuted 30 years ago when he was 14 years old.
Oh, I thought you said 15.
No,
fractions.
Stick a half a fraction up your asshole. I like them apples.
That's kind of wild, man.
That's not very nice.
What, half a fraction or?
No, Mysterio.
I thought you could say my asshole.
All right, so like, we're talking about it. When was the first time you guys saw Rey Mysterio?
Nitro. No, ECW, actually.
ECW, Mexican death match against Psicosis.
So, like, you saw, like, I didn't see that then. So my first introduction to Mysterio was Nitro, which I thought was like, whoa.
Who is this little guy?
That's exactly my first thought. I'm like, look at this little motherfucker jumping around. He was awesome. When he did that little like flip over, when he used to do the duck under, like into the small package, but it was more like a sunset flip with him sitting
and
up.
He would lock you the fuck up.
Lock him up like this and he'd be shaking and shit. Yeah.
And he did a lot of different things. Like, he had a lot of different finishers.
Those matches with Psychosis were impressive. I really enjoyed the shit out of them.
Like, you never knew when his matches were going to end because he didn't necessarily have a set finisher. Like, it could either be a moonsault. It could have been, like, the Hurricane Rana, but without keeping you in there. It could have been the Hurricane Rana with keeping you in there. Could have been, like, the 619 didn't come about till
he was in WWE.
He may have done it, but it was never. That was a great move, by the way. The 619 is underrated as a. We talk about the the people's elbow and the the rock bottom and the stunner. 619 is a pretty good move.
Doesn't Silas Young use the 619?
Who?
Silas Young? I thought somebody had used it at the G1 show.
It's innovative.
Yeah.
To really think about it when you have to think about your surroundings and what you're going to use.
I mean, I never saw it before him.
No, it's pretty sharp. And then just thinking back, you know that like age-old question, like who could you watch wrestle? Like whose matches could you always watch? WCW Rey Mysterio, before he loses his mask, those fucking matches at the beginning of Nitro and on those pay-per-views with Dean and Eddie and Ultimo Dragon.
Ultimo Dragon, yeah.
Oh, and it's fucking Hoovy. Like, come on.
Even matches with, like, William Regal and, like, Chris Jericho and...
Jericho, good call.
And all these other... Like, Rey Mysterio was... Like, that's a match that you, like... You know, I go back and watch Nitros a lot. You guys know I binge-watch those. You know, you hit the forward 15 seconds, forward.
So
Rey Mysterio
really
comes on. You just... What's that?
So you don't really watch...
I don't watch fucking Jerry Flynn versus fucking
Scott
Hugh Morris.
He's a fucking karate master.
That's true. I should probably go back.
You're
and watch
fucking
those.
Doing a disservice to yourself, my friend. Do you have a favorite Mysterio match?
Oh, I mean, the go-to is the Halloween Havoc, him and Guerrero.
You're a Royal Rumble guy. Him winning that, is that up there?
I just watched that yesterday, and I'm happy that it happened. But it seemed...
That Mania payoff, too, was disappointing, where he won the title.
He won with the Hurricane Rana on, I think, Orton.
Yeah, but that match wasn't...
The Triple Threat?
Yeah.
Who did he wrestle...
I was there for that. No, that wasn't 20.
He wrestled Edge at a Royal Rumble, maybe?
Maybe.
Where Edge pulled Vicky in front of the 619.
Poor Vicky.
I don't know.
I really like that match, but that Eddie Rey Mysterio match is... You'd be hard-pressed to find a better match than that.
I mean, you can go, like I said, like any match, even with him and Regal. Like him and Kevin Nash. Granted, it wasn't the most... The story was there enough that they were kind of fun. Big man, little man. I mean, Juventud Guerrera.
The stuff with Kidman was good, too.
Yes. And them as a tag team was a lot of fun.
Were they the Filthy Animals?
Yeah, but they tagged a lot.
The final Cruiserweight Tag Team Champs.
I'm pretty sure they were... No, they weren't. Yes, they were. They beat Elix Skipper and
Kid Romeo.
Yep.
Whom they lost to in the finals of the tournament for those belts.
And I think Kidman and Mysterio may have also been tag team champs in WWE.
They were in WCW. I think they hold the big belts in WCW.
I think they may have. I don't know. Because I know Kidman and Paul London were definitely tag team champs.
Yes. But Mysterio won the tag belts with a bunch of people.
They beat the Dudleys.
Who was Mysterio tag champs with?
Eddie,
WWE?
Batista, I think.
Edge, RVD.
Yeah.
That's it. Batista, Guerrero, Van Damme, Edge.
That's it. That's a pretty big who's
who. You said Guerrero?
Yep. Edge, RVD, Guerrero, Batista. Yep. Those are his four tag titles.
Batista.
Two-time heavyweight champion. One-time WWE champion. Three-time cruiserweight champion. Two-time IC champion. Four-time WWE champion. He was the 21st Triple Crown champion.
When he won that WWE title, that was when I think CM Punk left, and then him and John Cena had a match.
Oh, when CM Punk left. Air quotes left.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he won, and then John Cena,
and Cena
came
beat
back.
Him later that
fucking
night.
Fucking garbage.
Yeah.
Hot garbage.
Fucking garbage. It's fucking... How are you not going to... Let the CM Punk John Cena thing build. Like CM Punk Rey Mysterio would have been fucking cool.
Well, they
No, they didn't. John Cena beat him, and then they had another match where CM Punk beat John Cena. Granted, they had a great little trilogy.
Did CM Punk and Rey Mysterio have a feud when CM Punk was the straight edge?
Yes, I believe so. Because
of both CM Punk was wearing a mask at that point.
I believe so.
Yes. And Mysterio was the mask. He's like unmasked or something like that. I could be way off in my timeline.
So I was in the shower earlier today.
Nice.
I thought about this.
Okay.
What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you think Hulk Hogan?
Hulkamania. Yeah.
What's the first thing that comes to mind when you think of Steve Austin?
Austin 316.
What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you think of John Cena?
You can't see me. That's...
You don't think hustle, loyalty, respect. You don't think chain gang. You don't think thugonomics. All you think of is his theme song. What does that tell you about
John Cena? No, I
think
you can't see me.
No, you really don't.
That's what I said.
Ah. It's the theme song. It's
Don't try and change fucking Kevin's narrative.
Yeah, fuck Kevin's narrative.
Well, if that's the case, if I think Austin, I think the glass shatter.
No.
What do you mean no?
John Cena, by and large, you don't think of You Can't See Me. You think of fucking music. No, you don't.
I do it all the time.
You think of You Can't See Me?
Yeah, and I make fucking You Can't See Me references all the time.
When?
Not on the fucking show in everyday life.
Well, this is the wrestling show. Why aren't you making references to John Cena here?
Why? But I don't understand why that's such a big ratings grab.
Yeah, why are you so like fucking like?
But what was your point though?
What are you, a fucking internet troll? We can't have our own opinions.
No, you can't.
No, I just want to know what his point was in terms of the music.
The point was
why
like you think of like actually the character. When it's John Cena, all you think of is his theme song.
I think that we emphasize that because we make fun of it because we played like the "Do Can't See Me My Diamond."
Do you realize
like,
how many videos there are of people like imitating his theme song? There's not a lot of videos of people playing the glass shattering. Not a lot of videos of people singing "Real American" or "American Made."
No, because it's different. You're comparing apples and oranges. What I think of when I think of Stone Cold Steve Austin is Austin 316.
Yeah,
I think
most
The Rock. Can you smell what The Rock is cooking? Macho Man, ooh yeah, Hogan, what you gonna do? John Cena, You Can't See Me.
All right, fair enough. Maybe I'm the idiot.
Bret Hart, the best there
no,
is, the best there is,
idiot.
The best there ever will be. It was a point that was lost on me, that's all.
Your mind doesn't work the same as the rest of us. That's what makes it fun.
Well, I was in the shower.
All right, fair enough.
I was looking at my dick.
What's the night?
Keeping it wet?
Of course.
But gotta water that acorn.
So it can grow into an oak.
Speaking of Rey Mysterio Jr.,
one
of his rivals recently quit the WWE, Mr. Dean Malenko.
How did I forget about that?
He was doing
production
work behind the scenes, and they had all this influx of new writers. I don't know. He just quit.
And I said this when Arn Anderson got let go, even though that may be for different reasons. I remember Daivari, Sanjay, and Jeremy Borash, and
Shane.
They went there, and I'm like, maybe this is the changing of the guard. And apparently, it definitely seems like it is.
Right now, you have Abyss, Sanjay, Daivari, Helms,
Abyss,
Bruce, and Double J.
Abyss.
Abyss.
A Double J.
That was a good line. And Double J, Double J's there, but he's more creative, I want to say.
He's still on the writing team?
Yeah.
And Dana Warrior.
Of course, can't forget her. She's a legend.
And then
Road
Dogg's gone now, too.
Road Dogg et al.
Is Giancarlo on the writing team?
No.
A lot of video stuff.
I don't know what Giancarlo... To be honest with you, to his credit, he doesn't post a lot about what he does on social media. Like, he never posts stuff with him working for them. So I don't even know if he's...
He does.
He does.
Yes.
No.
He doesn't post stuff. He works for them.
But he still works for them.
He works for them.
Yeah.
Good
for you, Giancarlo.
So... Dean Malenko, he'll be at StarCast. And then Tony, being such the huge Japanese wrestling fan.
Will be at StarCast.
Mm-hmm. Fucking Kenta Kobayashi will be appearing at StarCast.
Wait, Kenta Kobashi or Kobayashi?
Kenta Kobashi.
Kobashi. Why did I say it like that?
I don't know.
I don't know either. It's the first time in 14 years he'll be on the United States soil.
So Conrad is putting the kibosh on StarCast.
Doesn't make sense.
Yes, very good.
Kevin Matt liked it.
Plus, they announced David Crockett.
David
Crockett will be there. LAX will be there.
My man's.
They're gonna do a Tom McGee, Bret Hart
watch along.
Watch along. We're gonna talk about the match.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Who's watching the match?
I think it's
everybody.
Please tell me it's Brett and Tom
McGee. No, Tom McGee. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
That sounds.
And then they're
going to
field questions from the audience afterwards.
And then I think Sting is going to be there as well.
Sting.
Behind the mask type gimmick.
What was that?
Oh, boy.
Sting.
I can't do the Sting.
You sound like Mr. Bean.
Mr. Sting.
I can only do the Ultimate Warrior.
Dude, when I was babysitting my nieces the other day, my brother has this weird cable thing. I don't even know what it is. It's called Cody or something. Or
oh, yeah, Cody.
The American
software
Nightmare.
Software on the Fire Stick.
His Fire Stick's jailbroke.
So I was watching. All I did was watch Mr. Bean while my four-month-old niece was just sleeping right in front of me. And I was watching Mr. Bean.
Mr. Bean's great.
Can't go wrong with that.
No, you can't go wrong with Mr. Bean.
Bean here.
Any more newses and notices?
Ring of Honor's got the Roar of the World show coming up next week. Toronto, Michigan, Illinois. Lots of great, great matchups.
Sumi Sakai on any of the shows?
It's a good question.
Because if not, it's all a bunch of shit.
No, Kelly Klein will be defending her title on May 11th against Stacy Shadows.
Oh, boy. Good luck, Stacy.
Right? Good call, Tony.
Fuck that bitch.
But Matt Taven against PCO, May 9th. That's your fucking Ring of Honor World Championship match.
World Championship
match.
.com.
Hey, everybody. And then the Briscoes and the Gorillas of Destiny are on a fucking collision course.
Good for them. I hope
Coast to Coast will be featured heavily. LSG and the Chocolate Man, so that's good. Your boy Cheeseburger will be on the show, Tony.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck cheese, really?
Yeah, fuck cheeseburger.
What's your beef with the cheeseburger?
Hashtag fuck cheeseburger.
Really?
Yes.
And of course.
What?
Your boy Leo Rush is getting sent back down to NXT.
Oh, that was my going home.
Reportedly. Sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry, Leo. Eat a bag of shit. Hey, Tier 1's starting up again if you want to go back.
He apparently has heat for
not helping with the ring.
Not
crew,
doing
right?
The young lion shit where you wait backstage and you give the wrestlers water as they come through the curtains.
Which I'm not going to lie, I never knew was a thing. Like that.
It might be a new thing.
That particular aspect, never knew was a thing.
Bringing coolers and drinks into hotels where people can socialize.
Tell them to eat a bag of shit. So fuck them.
Apparently he blew them off and.
I mean, Leo Rush should be one of the guys helping out, but
right.
Fuck that
I
shit.
I think the bigger part of the story is that he just blew off. Guys giving him advice.
Bring me a drink.
No. But like, guys were like, listen, this is kind of what we do here when you first come in. Do it. And he just didn't, which is a shame because I actually like Leo a lot.
Yeah, but you don't know how much of that is true or how much of that is them like fucking ribbing him either.
Going by what I read at.
No, I got it.
Sheets, if you will.
Well, Kevin, since you mentioned it, it's time to start going home.
Yeah, but you just did it.
You want me to give you something?
I got something if you...
Go for it. Go ahead.
All right. So last Thursday, the WWE did a call for its investors where Vince McMahon pointed to 15 top and mid-card talents being out as the reason for declining numbers. Quote, Vince McMahon said, when you don't have talent, you don't have storylines. When you don't have storylines, you're not going to do that well in terms of live events and television ratings. It was like a cascade of things that happened.
Oh,
McMahon followed that up by saying that all those talents were back and that they made new talent. He was optimistic for the future, citing new additions to the writing team and new live event team that is now in place. Clearly, Vince McMahon has fucking lost his mind. Because if he had spent more time making superstars instead of bringing back old, crusty people that nobody really gives a shit about, in my opinion, I think he would have been okay if he made these people stars. I know people get hurt, but you dig up the fucking Brock Lesnar's, you dig up the fucking Undertaker, you dig up Triple H and Shawn Michaels and Kane. Stop. Make fucking new stars. Stop doing dog shit. You called EC3 up. He's got potential to be a superstar.
Yep.
They haven't done shit with him. I'm not saying he's going to flip the company around and make it better, but Christ, man.
There's nobody that can. This is the hottest take I'll ever make.
Hottest take Kevin ever makes.
There's nobody that can make the company better as long as Vince McMahon is there. Nobody. Not one person. Not Roman Reigns, not Seth Rollins, not AJ Styles, not EC3, not Zach Ryan. No one. Not one person can flip the company around. Not one. No one. There it is.
That's it, Kevin, with the hot take. Hot take Kevin in the house.
No, I'm telling you. I mean,
I like it. I'm just saying. Hot take Kevin.
Yep.
You got going home, Tony?
I'll go one. I picked up a new one. It's not really wrestling, but it has to do with our boy.
See?
Is joining potentially the Fast and Furious franchise.
Oh, good one.
And which will be, of course, ominously will be probably talked about in wrestling circles about following in The Rock's footsteps. So we shall see how that plays out if John Cena, at the ripe old age of 65, will do anything to benefit the Fast and Furious franchise with Vin Diesel, amongst others. So good luck. Hopefully you don't go fast that we can't see you.
Hi-oh.
There you go. That was my going home.
Came across my wire, too. May 8th, something called Bar Wrestling. Have you ever heard of this company?
Yeah,
they're in Los Angeles.
Okay, yeah. All right, good. Then you guys know about it. Some names on the show, Joey Ryan, Casey Spinelli, a name you don't hear often enough. Remember the Rock Ness Monsters?
Yes.
They're going to be on the show, too. They're in like some four-man-woman thing. Taya Valkyrie's going to be there. But your main event, Jungle Boy, will be taking on David Arquette. How's that for a fucking main event match?
Nice. I like Jungle Boy.
That's pretty cool shit. That's pretty cool shit right there. If I was out in L.A., I'd go check that out. Maybe they're going to be on a pay-per-view thing.
Wrestling is alive and well.
Wrestling is awesome.
We love you.
Wrestling is awesome.
But Stan Hansen.
I thought you were going to play some Dory Funk music.
Yeah, Stan Hansen's theme as we pull this train into the station.
Okay, we'd like to thank everybody for tuning in, listening to us. We were on the rant. I don't know if we ever said that today. Did we say that?
It's not like they fucking listen.
Did we announce our guest? we didn't announce our guest for this week. Damn. Drew Gulak was here with us. No.
This week?
No, not for this. No. Drew Gulak was here with us, guys.
Drew Gulak's always here.
That's
speaking
right.
of which, 205 Live this week, Drew Gulak's getting his match against Tony Nese, non-title.
Ooh, bitter friends, better enemies.
Yes. Or that's always friends, good stuff. Make sure you check that out, 205 Live.
Love the Gulak.
Gulak attack, baby. Gulak
this
attack.
Sunday, if you're in Essex County, I'm back. Guess where? Guess where I'm performing this Sunday night? Guess.
Montclair,
Teenies. Yes. Yeah.
It's their wide open Stars Under the Comedy night.
No, that's coming up May 20
that was close.
Something. Yeah, but no, Tyranny's Tavern, Montclair, New Jersey. KP Burke will be with me.
Great.
He'll be headlining that show. I'll be opening for the one and the only KP Berserker. KP Berserker. All right, that's it for my plugs. Shining Wizards Kevin on Instagram at Kevin Grifo. On Twitter, Wizards Podcast, ProWrestlingTees.com. Everything. Get our shit.
Yeah.
People.
Buy a fake news Tony shirt.
Please.
It's a thing. It's a real thing. Oh, I fucking hate you.
This is Luke and Butch from the Bushwhackers, and you're listening to the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
Huge.
Hello, everyone. This is Becky Lynch, and you're listening to the Shining Wizards. This is the owner of World Wrestling Entertainment, Vincent McMahon, and you're listening to the Shining Wizards. Hey, everyone. This is the living legend, Bruno Sammartino, and you're listening
fucking
to the Shining
you.
Wizards.
I hope you
hey,
fucking
everyone,
cry.
This is King Kong Bundy.
Please
you're
cry
listening
in front
to the
of
Shining
us.
Wizards.
No, I'm not.
He's doing this to counteract
hey,
the tears.
Bret Hart, and you're listening to the Shining
Bret
Wizards.
Bret Hart fucking got a line.
I'm a Mark.
Hey, everyone, this is the Glamour.
Brett the Hitman Mark.
Stay tuned on The Rant. The Rant is up next. Those guys really care about what we do, and we love you all. And don't forget to join Patreon. We got a killer of a Patreon match.
Where's that Triple H figure?
Good night.
Let me get that.
Really? Are we going to keep doing this?
And I'm going to keep.
Wrong song, douche. All right, fade it out, whatever. What else are you going to say?
Because I can't fight this feeling anymore. I've forgotten what I started fighting for.
Pizza truck for play.
Forever.
I'm hitting the button now.
All right.
Two.
And I can't fight this feeling.